or at a bookstore near you. Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
I have good memories of Jerry Ford.
Colorado digs out.
All you see is snow plows and bulldozers and dump trucks.
A bowl to boggle the mind.
Can you believe it?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, America's farewell rites for President Gerald Ford climax 2.5 hours from now at National Cathedral in Washington, where CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live this morning.
Nick, in a day of remembrance that will be rich in symbolism, the great bell of the cathedral will ring 38 times to honor the memory of the nation's 38th president. Just over 90 minutes from now, the flag-draped casket will leave the U.S. Capitol, where the public has been paying its respects for the past 3 days.
He was a very kind and steady hand at a time when I think we needed that sort of help getting through Watergate.
President Bush and his father will be among those eulogizing Gerald Ford here at the cathedral. Two of Mr. Ford's four children, daughters Susan and son Jack, will participate in the memorial service. Live at the National Cathedral, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
This is Steve Futterman in Grand Rapids. After the ceremonies in Washington, Gerald Ford will make his final trip, fittingly, to his boyhood home. Yesterday, dress rehearsals were taking place just outside the Ford Museum here. A bugler played taps. The people here say this is the proper place for the former president to be laid to rest.
Glad he's here. Glad he's come back here.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Another U.S. soldier has been killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq as sectarian tensions remain high. Reporter Pete Gao is in Baghdad.
Sunnis in Iraq have begun demonstrating over the execution of Saddam Hussein. Yesterday, a crowd of protesters in Samarra broke into the Shia Golden Dome Mosque and marched through the building, chanting and carrying a mock coffin. Many Sunnis are incensed by cell phone video footage showing Saddam's Shia executors taunting him before he was hanged Saturday.
Thousands of Iraqis flee every day, yet few are gaining entry into the U.S. The New York Times quotes State Department officials who say they'd like to give more sanctuary. They blame a complicated and badly funded U.N. referral system for the bottleneck. In Colorado and parts of surrounding states, people are struggling to recover from the second major snowstorm to blast them in a week. Bill Benz lives in Colorado.
People can't get out of their homes. They can't get to the stores. Stores can't get employees out to work. It's a mess. It's probably going to take a week or longer to recover from this.
Southeastern Colorado took the brunt of the storm, which has piled drifts up to 15 feet high. And it is not only humans running out of food, says Polly White of the state's Division of Emergency Management.
We're looking also at getting baled hay to livestock now, and that's one of our priorities because the livestock will suffocate and or starve if we don't start feeding them soon.
And in Kansas, pilots are looking for snowbound motorists. Well, scientists at Duke have done some microscopic manipulating that could have a big impact in the fight against cancer. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has details.
It's high-tech harnessing of fat particles to battle human cancers. Duke University researchers have formed microscopic fat bubbles into what are called smart bombs by packing them with anti-cancer drugs. Tumors are heated from the outside with microwave energy before they are challenged by the smart bombs acting through the blood. Attacking a tumor's blood supply is a rapidly expanding field of cancer therapy. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
It's called Omega-3, and it's hot. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Well, Steve, Omega-3 is not a new sci-fi series on TV. So what is it, and why will Americans be seeing a lot of it?
Well, it's the fatty acids found naturally in fish, some nuts and oils, and it's been shown to cut the risk of heart disease, perhaps even Alzheimer's. USA Today reports omega-3 was added to 120 food products 2 years ago, 250 last year. Unilever put it in I Can't Believe It's Not Butter in November, and it's been put in some brands of milk and eggs and cereals and pet food, too. And look for omega-3 in Tropicana orange juice later this month, Nick.
It's 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. It'll be a sad day at Dove Valley. The Broncos will gather there for the first time since cornerback Darrent Williams was killed in that drive-by shooting shortly after leaving a New Year's Eve party where some kind of altercation took place. Broncos insider Adam Schefter says fellow Bronco Javon Walker was also in the limo. when a white SUV pulled up alongside and opened fire.
That is how it has been recounted to me, that basically this was an incident that started outside a nightclub, something about getting into a line and getting into the club.
Police say there had been a dispute in the nightclub where Williams and the others had attended a party in honor of Denver Nugget Kenyon Martin. At this point, cops have no suspects and no motive. Grocery store shelves in southeastern Colorado are growing bare, and ranchers still are unable to reach some cattle after last week's big storm. They're also thinking about dropping hay bales from the air to save the cows ranchers haven't been able to reach. And DIA officials say Southwest Airlines re-entry into the Denver market a year ago has sparked some significant changes at the airport, but not exactly the ones expected, although there's more competition pressure on Frontier and United. Fares on flights to and from Denver have risen at all three airlines. Smell a rat somewhere. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. And so far, so good. As we get back to work, no major issues. Beautiful drive, much lighter traffic day, I think, due to federal offices being closed today for this National Day of Mourning. So you're up to speed on both I-25 and I-70 across Denver. No worries out of the city or in and around Boulder. Some traffic increase eastbound 270 from I-76 to York. Security wait time at DIA 5.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Ovaltine? No way!
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way!
Aww! More Ovaltine, please!
The Osgood File, Tuesday, January 2nd, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Well, good morning, 611. I'm Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin today. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our phone number, 303-713-7600. Under a gorgeous full moon, we wake up this morning to your first, for most, workday of 2007. And we come into 2007 under a cloud here in Denver. First of all, you know, let me check in with John Turk here, because I know that you visited Mr. Marvin, who had a gastric bypass surgery, and we're going to get into the Darren Williams situation. There are some new details about it that I find interesting, and we'll go through it. And also, there's stuff about Saddam that's making news this morning, and play-by-play of the Gerald Ford funeral a little bit later on. But, John, how is Jay? Set the scene for us. What happened at the hospital as you saw him over the weekends?
Well, I went and saw him New Year's Eve at Rose Medical Center, and he had like 24 hours left. He'd had the surgery on Friday morning as scheduled. Everything went perfect.
Great.
So there was no complications, no anything. Jay looked good.
Yeah.
You know, he's on a liquid diet.
Okay.
But everything's good. You know, he's in good spirits, and his wife Mary's, you know, obviously his number one helper. And,
right.
And so he couldn't wait to get home to get to his Xbox 360. That's what he's going to be doing to recover. But Jay's cool. Great, and I know he's going to be looking at all the. We've gotten a billion instant messages, you know,
great.
Wishing him well.
Great.
I don't know if we'll be able to answer each and every one of them, but I know he's looking at them, and he's, you know, real appreciative of all that. So
yeah.
He's doing great.
Did he have any problems because of the storm getting to the hospital, or any second thoughts?
No problems at all. I guess, you know, they had it early in the morning, and luckily the hospital's kind of close to where he lives, so they didn't have any issues, and they had to drive in early Friday morning. The storm didn't hold him back, so
okay.
It wasn't an issue.
Well, right on. Well, thank you for the update, and we look forward to Jay being on maybe next week. He's off the rest of this week, and then there's a bunch of guest hosts. Aside from myself, that will be filling in. But it's a good opportunity for me to talk to you about, well, things that are happening here in Denver. And it's a shock with what happened to Darren Williams. It's mind-blowing, to be quite honest with you. You know, you go to bed, at least I'm almost 38, and I got a couple of young kids, and, you know, life is different for me when I was younger. I'm sure it's the same for you. You're up right now at 6:13. I don't know if you're still into the nightclub scene. I'm going to guess it's a little bit different for you. I'm going to guess you have a little bit more responsibilities than you had when you were a bit younger. And I don't know if New Year's Eve has changed for you the way it did when you were in your 20s. But when you're in your 20s, going out on New Year's, hey, shoot. I had a lot of memorable New Year's Eves when I was young. In fact, there was a time that I was back in Buffalo a long time ago. And in Buffalo, they do something a bit different than in Denver. And I think it would be wise for Denver to look at this again. Denver, for whatever reason, and I maybe somebody would have to straighten me out. Why does Denver close at 2 a.m.? I don't know why Denver does that. I really don't. Doesn't seem to make any sense. I understand perhaps if you have to stop serving alcohol at a certain time, but you'd be so much better off closing at like 4 or 5 o'clock, especially on New Year's Eve or perhaps the weekends. I'm reading more about Darren Williams today, and it's such a sad, sad case. And something has happened in our society where gun violence is the next step. And the next step into solving a fight, a disagreement, some sort of issue. As I'm reading in the Post and the Rocky this morning, the more it's not conclusive. They're still doing the investigation. But from all indications, it'd be hard to believe that this wasn't anything, the shooting of Darren Williams, than some sort of machismo revenge sort of thing. We're hearing that, or we're reading at least, that there were fights inside of the club. I don't know this club, the shelter, and there's the second floor is Safari. It's one of these big, huge joints, three floors, thousands of square feet of nightclub. This particular party promoted by the Nuggets, Kenyon Martin, as his birthday party, and, you know, some of the Broncos players, including Darren Williams, were on the leaflets advertising whatever. And I'm not blaming Darren Williams whatsoever, but I question why professional athletes need to be part of promoting parties. I don't get that. Be that as it may, it's a situation where there were apparently some altercations inside of the club. There was an altercation yelling and screaming outside of the club. And then somebody, according to the paper this morning, was running down the street after somebody and then getting back into Darren Williams' limo. That was followed after 2 a.m. by what they're looking for now, some sort of GMC Yukon or Tahoe or something, as the car that came up with a handgun and fired 12, 14 bullets into the back of the Hummer limousine that Darren Williams was in, along with Javon Walker, some of Darren Williams' friends from high school, and a couple of women, 21-year-old college students from CU, who just happened to be leaving at that time. And they said, as guys will do to women, hey, do you want to ride? You know, if she had to walk six blocks to her car, is there anything unusual about that? No, of course not. And this is a heck of a story, by the way, in this whole Darren Williams, the CU student, they're not releasing her name yet. She got a cell phone call, according to the paper today, got a cell phone call, couldn't hear. Bent down, if you can imagine, just trying to hear if it's loud or something, bends down to try to hear it, and that's when the bullets came through the window. Can you imagine that? Put yourself in that position, where had you been sitting upright, you'd probably be dead. As it was, she has a bullet lodged in her head that the doctors aren't sure if they're going to take out or not. It might not benefit her to take it out. Then there's other sidelights to this story as well. We're hearing our good friend Adam Schefter, who, if Adam Schefter says it, I believe it, that's for sure. And we're hearing from him that he's reporting that Darren Williams died in Javon Walker's lap. Javon Walker, the Broncos as well. Javon Walker showed up at the Broncos complex, and he had a long sleeve, tight white T-shirt that was absolutely splattered with blood. At least I saw it on 9 News this morning, and it was absolutely covered from his upper left pectoral area, about half the shirt, just soaked in blood. And he showed up at the Broncos complex like that. Can you imagine where his head is at? Never mind the fact that Darren Williams leaves behind two young kids back in Texas, his hometown. And the mom of those kids, Tierra Leonard. Do you have the Tierra Leonard sound there, John? To me, this is the sound of gun violence in America, Tierra Leonard.
All I know is that they went to a club and he got shot. That's all I know. And I told my kids about 8-something this morning before when it started coming on the news because they were still asleep, so I waited to tell them.
That's the sound of gun violence. That's what it leaves behind. So as we get into 2007 here in Denver, we're not off to a great start, are we? What's your reaction to Darren Williams being shot? And what link do we put this to gun violence in America? Is Denver any different than any other big city? Can you believe that there have been, amongst all the other horrific gun violence we have, that three professional athletes have been shot in apparent drive-by shootings in the past 3 years? And I'm referring to Joey Porter, who plays with the Steelers 3 years ago or so. Julius Hodge? And I kind of forget the details of that. If he had a run-in with that guy or not, or if that was really just random. And now the just absolutely sad killing of Darren Williams. Your reaction, 303-713-70.
This is Chris Wolf, president of Americans for Energy Independence. Did you know that we import over $250 billion worth of oil every year, and much of that from questionable governments? And it's the single largest component of our nation's bloated $700 billion annual trade deficit. But with China and India's rapidly expanding economies, the situation will only get worse. It's time to take a bold stand. Americans for Energy Independence. Sign our petition at EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
Weather today, looking for very sunny skies, much warmer, high of 43. Tonight, partly cloudy and 17. Right now, a few clouds and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The Treeline Terrain Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out arapahobasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series Clinic.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9890.
This is Chris Wolf, president of Americans for Energy Independence. Did you know that we import over $250 billion worth of oil every year, and much of that from questionable governments? And it's the single largest component of our nation's bloated $700 billion annual trade deficit. But with China and India's rapidly expanding economies, the situation will only get worse. It's time to take a bold stand. Americans for Energy Independence. Sign our petition at EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
Denver Metro Real Estate in Littleton reminds all drivers to please slow down and drive carefully this new year, especially around the parks, playgrounds, and schools where the youngsters will be at play. Every time you take to the road, take along the 3 C's of safety. That's caution, courtesy, and a little common sense. Denver Metro Real Estate at 9847 South Falcon Creek Drive in Littleton is proud to sponsor this message. Contact Denver Metro Real Estate in Littleton or call 720-884-0800 for expert service.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Snakes on a Plane starring Samuel L. Jackson, The Covenant, and Love's Abiding Joy. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 28th Street in Boulder.
interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And I've just been able to confirm that he died in the lap of Javon Walker in the car. And Javon Walker clearly is shaken up by all the events that transpired last night. But that is how it has been recounted to me, that basically this was an incident that started outside a nightclub, something about getting into a line and getting into the club. At some point, Javon Walker said to Darren Williams, come on, let's get out of here. They got into the car. Shots were fired, and Darren Williams, from what I understand, died on the spot in the lap of Javon Walker, who, as you can imagine, would be terribly shaken up right now.
That's Adam Schefter, who works for the NFL Network, and nobody knows the NFL and the Broncos better than Adam Schefter. And yeah, we're seeing video, at least on 9 News. I saw the video this morning of Javon Walker with his shirt soaked in blood. So senseless, so pointless. 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin today. Jay had successful surgery. He's A-OK and will be back as soon as he can be back. And we're happy to report that. Hey, Ken in Denver, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, well, we're all shocked. Good, what an introduction to the new year, eh?
Yeah, I was shocked. You know, it's funny because it wasn't in the papers. I didn't really catch it till later in the day, and you just don't. The new year always seems to start fresh, doesn't it, Ken? And we have this, you know, big covering of snow. And I looked out my window yesterday before I heard this news and said, "This is a good news start. You know, this is something we can change here in 2007." And I'm of course thinking about the ridiculous situation we have in Iraq all the time. I can't help but think about that. And then I say to myself, okay, here we go. Let's start fresh. And almost the first thing I hear is about this. And it just takes me back in this wicked cycle of violence that we have, especially with guns in this country, that just absolutely sickens me.
Well, it is. Technology makes male violence a real problem because it's so deadly. I mean, think of nuclear weapons. I mean, my God, you know. So my point is that we have to put a handle on violence. It's almost a neutral word. In fact, it is. Tornadoes do it. We have natural violence in the sense of, you know, weather phenomena. But, you know, with this Seattle thing against the WTO, World Trade Organization, back in the 2000, I guess it was, there were some so-called anarchists went up to Seattle from Portland and broke windows, and I noticed the media immediately leaped on it as violence. So if window smashing is violence, then what is violence, you know? So I think to get a handle on it, we should call it male violence. 98 or 99 or even more percent of deadly violence is perpetrated by males. And women intuitively know this.
Yeah.
But they don't make an explicit point. So when men explicitly say it's male violence and we need to do something about it, there's something about the male character, and I don't want to get into nature or nurture because it's obviously both, but that's the issue. And when men face up and say, we have a problem, maybe we can then start to work on it.
Well, we've set a crap example for people who are young. And, you know, to me, a 24-year-old Darren Williams is young, to me at least. Mm. At least I was young
just
when I was 24.
Out, 24.
And, you know, I just don't get the gun thing whatsoever.
A gun is kind of a male control thing if you're a gang. And the other thing is prohibition has gangsterized our society. You think it was bad during alcohol prohibition. Drug prohibition has made it ever so much worse. And the Democrats or liberals or so on might start to say, well, now we need gun control. The gun is the fault. But gun people will say, no, the gun didn't kill anybody.
Right.
A person did.
Right.
Obviously, both did. But I'm not a prohibitionary. I don't want to prohibit guns. We need to be addressing the basic issue, which is the male propensity to violence. And as I say, as long as you have a black market system with drugs, you're going to have self-enforcement, and that means you're going to have to use violence to enforce your rules because you're outside of the legal system.
Well, and, where do you think the influence comes from primarily, Ken? Where do you think?
I think hip hop got really connected up with drugs and prohibition and the glorification of that whole thing, and it's almost inextricably connected with all of that.
Yeah, but Klebold and Harris, that wasn't part of the hip-hop generation, and that was gun violence here in our own backyard.
Well, it wasn't. It's another different example, you know. But there's a case of being bullied and wanting to get revenge and planning it. You know?
I think it goes deeper and broader and larger than just necessarily the hip-hop culture, which I'm not disagreeing with you, Ken.
I agree. It's just an example of it. No, Klebold and... You know, the other thing is, this is a national story, I assume.
Yeah.
It's going in Denver, keeps in Colorado. I call it the show you state, because it's usually very ugly stuff that the country has to look at. You want to look at school violence. You want to look at, like, when rape was co-occurring with Colby Bryant, the Air Force Academy, and Colorado football, all co-occurring at the same time. I mean, we throw up stuff for the country to examine that might not want to look at. And here's another example, starting out with the new year. But it's gun violence, but that's secondary. It makes it much more deadly, and I can understand why people say, well, we want to limit guns, at least mm-hmm. it won't be so deadly. But that's not possible. They're so prevalent, and there'll be a black market for guns, which there already is.
No, it has to, whatever, you know, I think it's probably too late, to be honest with you. I think we've opened up the box, and that is, you can't bring it back in, to be honest with you.
I think that's why it happens. We have to address the basic issue, which is male violence. At least put the word on there, and then we say, worried about female violence? Who is?
No, but Ken, you know what? It's speaking of male violence. For me, it starts at the top, and honestly, it goes right from the top. And when this country gets involved and reacts violently to conflict as their first option, it just trickles on down.
Exactly. I mean, when we think of violence, I mean there was more violence in Iraq in 1 hour than we've had in Denver in weeks. I mean, how many, half a million people have been killed in Iraq? I mean, innocent civilians, mostly women and children. That's what happens with war now. They're the victims, and they're not the perpetrators to begin with. So the whole issue of male violence has to be addressed deeply and across the world, you know, and it has to do with foreign policy, where we have a foreign policy based upon might makes right, ends justify means.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're seeing these older statesmen. You're seeing the Iraq study group with Baker. You're seeing Gerald Ford from the grave speaking of how they need to use diplomacy more. And the knee-jerk reaction, the infantile reaction, seems to be react first with force. It almost seems as if the administration with Iraq was some sort of arrogant child rather than a mature adult in that particular situation, and I think we're paying the cost for sure. Phone number is 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee in for J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic right now with Gina Michaels. People back to work. Gina, what's going on?
Hey, thanks, Darren. Yes, I think we're going to see a lighter commute, though. Still a lot of folks out on vacation. And, of course, all federal offices closed today for this National Day of Mourning as President Ford is laid to rest. So it should be a pretty decent ride into downtown. It is right now. I-25 looking good either side of I-70. We do have a multi-car fender bender southbound 25 on approach to 225, but right now it's not causing any major problems. Traffic lights out at 23rd and Monaco due to a power outage in the area. Weather today, lots of sun, much warmer, high of 43. Right now, a few clouds, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Riders Shootout, January 8th through the 10th.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
You're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Story is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Tonight on Fox, the Tostitos Bowl Bash continues with the greatest events in college football. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl, featuring two teams in search of respect, recognition, and BCS glory. The Louisville Cardinals look to star quarterback Ryan Braun to finish off an amazing season. But the hard-hitting Wake Forest Demon Deacons have proven their defense can handle the challenge. The Big East champs. The ACC champs. Two teams enjoying their best seasons ever. But only one will go home as champion of the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl. And don't miss tomorrow night when the Notre Dame Fighting Irish battle the LSU Tigers in the All-State Sugar Bowl. Fox brings you the biggest games in college football. And tonight it's Louisville and Wake Forest. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl in HD. Only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 6 on Fox 31.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Raiders need to go inside the Denver 12, almost to the 11 for a first down. Collins dropped to throw, throws left side, pass going to be intercepted. This is Darren Williams. It's going to be a race. Midfield, Williams, 45-40, to the house, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Darren Williams, a touchdown. That is the second defensive touchdown of the year for the Broncos. 80 yards on the interception return by Darren Williams. And a hush has fallen over the crowd here at McAfee Coliseum. 29-10, Denver.
636, Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Lines are wide open. I'm curious what your reaction is to the violence that has reared its ugly head in terms of the killing of Darren Williams. It was an absolutely brutally sad day yesterday. And then we're finding out more details today about the actual incident. The one comment I think I'd like to make about, you know, I don't know how often you've been in Denver, downtown, in Lodo, or that area at closing time, but they have to change the way they do that. It's absolutely ridiculous. Because what you have happen is that they serve the drinks, they throw out a last call, but you can be drinking right up until the moment. I mean, you can have a cup in your hand while you're walking out the door, and you know you're not allowed to take it outside, but you're drinking right up until the point that you actually leave. And from what we're hearing is that, of course, there's alcohol fueled in this whole thing. And there's some sort of argument outside. And if you can picture it, it's limousine, 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 taxi, 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 taxi. It's just a huge crush of people leaving because everybody's getting tossed out. And I'm not sure what the city laws or rules are, but if you've never seen what it's like on a weekend in downtown Denver when they empty all the bars at the same time, there's a fight every weekend. It's like an entertainment sport. It's like its own little event. I've been in that situation a handful of times. Over in Lodo, near Lodo Bar and Grill and Market 41, that sort of area. It's insane. And it makes absolutely no sense. I think Denver does have to... there have to be... when you look at what happened and why it happened and... You know, you go to why this society is so ridiculously violent, how accessible guns are to people, how things are solved. Yeah, those are sort of big topic issues. But one thing, at least in this particular case, is that you could easily sort of mitigate the crush of people by just allowing these bars to more slowly allow people out, to not have to shove everybody through the door at the same time. And I think the simple thing is just to extend the hours of operation. I'd be very curious to find out why Denver is so different than so many other big cities in terms of why when they close things. I don't get that. I don't know why it's like that. But it needs to change somehow. And I don't know exactly what the answer is. I'm sure somebody that's familiar with the bar industry would have a better clue. You know, here at 6:40, I don't know if you're really the type of person that's running around that late at night. I'm not. Have done it a couple of times, two or three times, enough to be shocked as to what actually happens at that time of night. And never mind on New Year's. I mean, I just assumed that these places on New Year's were allowed to stay open, well, I don't know, at least later than 2 o'clock, which I think is the traditional closing time. It's a recipe for disaster. You know, if you just extend the time that these bars can stay open, and I lived in a town like Buffalo, New York, Buffalo, much smaller city than Denver, and they stayed open till 4 o'clock, and I don't think it, you know, had anything to do with they like drinking more in Buffalo, although perhaps that's the case. I don't, it just makes more sense. New York City stays open. I know there's other, you have to close at some point, but the longer you can stretch it out, say if you closed, stopped the drinking, you know, you shut off the bar at 2 a.m., but you left your place open. You didn't have to shove everybody out the door. But from what I understand, that's what has to happen. It's not only are we done drinking, but we have to close our doors. And if that can be changed within the city, I certainly think it should. I think we would see a lot less dangerous situations. You know, unfortunately, that's how conflicts get settled now, isn't it? It's with guns. We've regressed into the situation where that's the instinct. And gun violence is absolutely out of control in this country. I don't know why you would need a handgun or an automatic, you know, and I'm not coming from the fact that I want hunters to lose their rifles for hunting. Not whatsoever. In fact, I don't even know if I care to amend any of the gun laws. I'm not even sure what the gun laws happen to be. And I understand that, well, if you ban guns, criminals will have the guns, and that's all the people that'll have them. Whatever. I would love to see. I would love to trace. And they will find this degenerate that opened fire on Darrant Williams, his friends, Javon Walker, the two girls that they picked up dropping off at a... They're going to drop off 6 blocks later. They will find these degenerates. And will you be surprised if there's a violent history with these people once they find them? And you know what? Yeah, they're probably guys. Let's be honest. Is Denver somehow different than other cities? Are we more violent? I'm not sure what the statistics are. I just am just shocked to the degree that it happens here in our own backyard. What consequences will this have? Some more details of the story as well are emerging this morning. We'll have that for you. And what are we to learn from it when we see our own leaders pushing us into ridiculous wars? And then we have the bonding experience of the hanging of Saddam Hussein to bring us all together. All that in your calls. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
With some increasing conditions now on those north side highways, definitely across eastbound 270 through Commerce City, southbound 25 starting to stack up from 104th to 84th. And we're getting crowded on the Boulder Turnpike eastbound at Federal. And you want to watch out for a couple of problems. We had a multi-car wreck southbound 25 on approach to 225. We also have traffic signal lights out at 23rd and Monaco, have a power outage in the area. And a brand new problem, it's messing up your ramp from westbound I-70 to Peoria. Apparently a rollover crash there. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions, high of 43 right now, partly cloudy, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's professional Bull Rider Shootout, January 8th through the 10th at the 2007 National Western Stock Show in Denver. Visit nationalwestern.com for tickets and information.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
New Emergency Immune Defense is packed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, plus zinc and other immune boosters to bolster your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched a doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency Immune Defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at it. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has investors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free investor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
This is Randy Rhodes. I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, someone woke me up and told me, Mama, so your grandson is dead, okay? Dead. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, D. And I couldn't believe it, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I just had seen the TV, like, you know, yesterday, okay? Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't believe that.
Wow. That's Darren Williams' grandmother on finding out that her son had been shot, victim of senseless gun violence here in Denver on New Year's Eve. First homicide of the year, around 2 a.m., January 1st, 2007. It's 6:47. I'm Darren McKee. In for Jay Marvin. Jay had gastric bypass surgery over the weekend. He is A-OK. He is recovering nicely, and we'll be back when he gets back. And a group of various hosts will be here for you this week, and then Jay will return very shortly. It's a tough start to the year. Nobody knows the Broncos better than our own Andy Lindahl, who works at 850 KOA. Andy covers the Broncos on a daily basis. I'm sure knew Darren Williams and is going out to Dove Valley this morning. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
You know, I'm bothered by this. Of course, yesterday we were dealing with this, and now we're finding out more details this morning. Andy, have you been able to see the pictures of Javon Walker and his bloodied shirt as he was walking into Dove Valley yesterday?
You know, I haven't seen the photos because I haven't cracked the paper open yet, but I have seen the video on Channel 9, and they slowed it down right as he turned. And
shocking.
Yeah, and gave the shot, and there's that terrible smear. Of course, you know, we were told by Adam Schefter on KOA yesterday that Javon was the one who fell in, or he had Darren fall into his lap after he was shot and died basically in Javon's lap. And Javon apparently was in such a state of shock yesterday, and I hope for his mental sake it continues that he doesn't even remember what happened. So,
what does happen in the Broncos world today? Traditionally, I think this is the day they literally clean out their lockers. That's not just an expression. They actually physically actually do that, I believe. I don't know if that's the day that is today.
Yeah, I believe what happens is the players meet with their position coaches. I think some of them, maybe all of them, meet with Mike Shanahan. They clean out their lockers, as you said. They get ready to take a couple months off, which is more than I think they expected, and then they come back in March, and that's when they start working out and lifting, and that off-season program everyone hears about begins full force again. And I don't know how this is going to go. One of the things that Mike Shanahan does, one of the things that makes him such a top-quality coach, is he goes back and watches every play from the season that just occurred and try to figure out where things went right and where things went wrong. And just from a human nature standpoint, I don't know mentally how Mike's going to be able to watch video with Darren Williams prevalent in so many plays and evaluate things, knowing what happened to him just a little over 24 hours ago. So,
Andy, are you familiar at all with any player who was on the Broncos on the active roster who actually died while he was on the team in any circumstance?
No. This is the first time that I'm trying to think back, but this is the first time that I've heard of this. I guess the closest thing you have to the death aspect, ironically, is Thomas Herrien of the 49ers, who died in Invesco Field of a heart attack after the preseason game a couple of years ago. Not this past season, but the season prior. You know, and so that's, I was unfortunately in Invesco that night, too. And, you know, there's just a surreal feeling about someone, whether you know him well or not. I didn't know who Thomas Herrien was. I couldn't have told you his number on their roster or the fact that he even played for them.
Right.
But the fact that the guy was on the field, you have video proof that he was around you just 20 minutes earlier and then was dead was strange. And I don't know, frankly, what to expect today out of Dove Valley. I don't, you know, I said it yesterday on the air. I don't know how it's going to feel to walk by Darren's locker and you know, just knowing what has happened to him. It'll be a very strange day.
You covered the Broncos quite extensively. What kind of guy was Darren Williams? Can you set us a picture of the man himself?
Yeah, you know, I mean, just impressions. I never had an extended conversation with him, so I'm not going to pretend like he was one of my friends. But, you know, he seemed like a kid. He was one of those guys you gravitated to for an interview because he was always full of life. He was always wearing that big smile. Nothing really got him down. Even after that Indianapolis game, his response to, well, you had a rough game was, yeah, I had a rough game, but that was the great Peyton Manning out there.
Right.
You know, and he just seemed to enjoy being a football player and was always willing to do anything, especially if it was one of those goofy pregame segments where he could have fun. You always saw his teammates laughing with him. He was always in the middle of the card game or some session of conversation amongst the guys, you know, at this table they have in the middle of the locker room. He was a very, he came off to me as a likable kid.
You know, I don't really envy you, Andy. That's a tough spot that you're in today.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, I know you have to be down there to just sort of, you know, get a sense of what's going on. But it's this is a family, you know, and it's hard to intrude on a family. But anyways, I think it's important to people would be curious what's going on. That's for sure. So good luck with
that. Hopefully, you know, Darren, what you hope is that maybe some of the players will want to talk about it and it'll just help them even a little bit.
Well, hopefully, and I'd love to hear from you later as they get in. I'm sure they're probably going to get in. I'm sure some players are already in now.
They have a window between 7 and 10.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what to expect today. So it'll be an interesting day, and I'll definitely give you a call later and tell you how it's going.
Andy, I understand, too, the Broncos are expected to charter a plane to go to the funeral to Fort Worth on Saturday as well. And I don't know what other news there's coming out of Dove Valley today, but we'll talk to you about it later.
All right, Derek.
Thank you, Andy. Andy Lindahl from 850 KOA down at Dove Valley today. It's 6:53. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk, right here in Denver. Sun just coming up, barely peeking its head out as we get back to work in 2007. I hope that you had a nice holiday. I hope that you were safe and took it easy. You know, you hear that about New Year's. It's amateur night. I wouldn't go out there and... Yeah, I suppose, although you don't expect something like this to happen. When I saw... I don't know what has shaped your mind about guns in this country. I'd be curious about that. Where you come from, where, how you've formed your opinion. And I know that, I know there's a lot of hunters out here in Colorado. I got nothing against it. I'm all for it. It's legal. There's certain ways to go about it. That's fine. So fine. I really don't have any issues with it whatsoever. You know, and those people that I know who are responsible have their guns, rifles, hunting rifles locked up. There's not ammo in it. The kids, you know, aren't going to be able to get it, easily accessible, that type of stuff. Okay? But where do you stand? Where are you with handguns and automatic weapons? And what has shaped your opinion on that? Where do you stand and why do you stand there? Because to me, I just can't, I can't put heads or tails about it. And the fact of, well, it's time to buy myself a handgun or have one of these on, you know. And maybe that's just because of where I grew up and how I grew up. And I got you. I didn't grow up in, I don't think, a dangerous place, although I don't know what a safe place is anymore. It just never occurred to me when I was younger. I'm talking, I guess I grew up in the 80s and the early 90s. It never even occurred to me that the way to respond to a problem was with violence. And this, I think it goes beyond just some sort of hip-hop thing. Although certainly hip-hop has had its large share of problems. But it extends to the suburbs, and right here in Colorado as well. And when I saw Bowling for Columbine, it brought to life to me, right here in our own backyard, the amount of violence that we have in this country is so unbelievably out of control. And it was after watching Bowling for Columbine that I started to pay attention to how much gun violence there was in America, what there was in our own backyard. And so it doesn't surprise me anymore. I suppose it disappoints me. And what can we do about this as a country? I really don't know, because as the movie so poignantly pointed out, it starts from the top. It starts from the top and it goes on down. And it affects young people to a much larger degree than others in terms of their rational skills. They just don't have the ability. First of all, the teenagers, the brains aren't even fully formed yet. There was a 60 Minutes piece about that not too long ago, how this one particular kid was playing Grand Theft Auto so much that he reenacted the actual scene where you go into a police station and shoot officers. But look at what we have as examples. Look what we have for examples in this country. An invasion of Iraq based upon fear. Scaring ourselves left and right to the point of you feel like you have to bar the door, I guess, get yourself a handgun to defend yourself. Is that what it is? The hanging of Saddam. Fun video that is, huh? That's some reconciliation. That's a way to react. By the way, the U.S. did not want that to go down how it went down. What's the story behind that? And what do you think? What's your take on Darren Williams? Gun violence here in this city, this country? 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Snakes on a Plane starring Samuel L. Jackson, The Covenant, and Love's Abiding Joy. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 28th Street in Boulder.
If it all just went away, No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill. The flag-draped casket of former President Gerald Ford that has lain under the soaring dome of the Capitol Rotunda for the past several days has now been moved down the hall, where it's briefly lying in repose outside the door to the Senate chamber. Members of the Ford family will join the casket shortly before it is carried down the Capitol steps past a military honor guard for the start of a slow and somber processional up Pennsylvania Avenue, past the White House to the National Cathedral. That's where the funeral will be held, and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is there.
And on this sunny, blustery day outside the cathedral, invited guests are arriving, presenting their invitations to ushers at the door. As the procession makes its way here, the great bell of the church will sound 38 times in honor of the service of the 38th president. The man who was his CIA director, former President George H.W. Bush, and his son, of course, the current president, will be among those offering eulogies. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the National Cathedral. Correspondent Steve Futterman previews the scene at the burial place in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Even though his home the past 30 years was in Southern California, this will always be Gerald Ford's hometown. This is where he grew up. This is the area that sent him to Congress. So today, when Mr. Ford's body arrives here, the emotions will be very strong.
I'm Dave Barrett in New York. There could be more jobs opening up at banks, software firms, at hospitals, restaurants, and at retail outlets. Today's Wall Street Journal says the economy in 2007 will continue to expand, but analysts don't think it'll get too hot so that inflation becomes a factor.
The first part of the year will be a bit difficult, largely because the housing downturn will continue, and we're still seeing some problems in the nation's vehicle sector and the rest of manufacturing.
Analyst Mark Zandi is with Economy.com. Today, you go back to work after the holidays. You size up the suits who run the place. CBS's Jim Taylor joins us live with that.
You got a bad boss?
Yeah.
You're not alone.
We have sort of a problem here.
In fact, survey says nearly 40% of bosses lie to their employees. And then there's the bully boss. You ever hear this on a Friday afternoon?
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Florida State University study does find employees stuck in an abusive boss relationship experience more exhaustion, job tension, nervousness, depressed mood, and distrust than fellow workers, Dave.
Oprah has given away cars on her show. Now she's giving away some hope for the future. Reporter Gretchen Wilson in South Africa.
Today, Oprah Winfrey launches the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls. It's a new school in Henley-on-Klip, south of Johannesburg. She's spending $40 million U.S. dollars on the facility, which will give more than 150 underprivileged South African girls a state-of-the-art education and a chance of a better future.
Most government offices are shut down today in honor of the late President Ford. And on this national day of mourning, most postal services won't be up and running. It also means no Wall Street trading. This is CBS News.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Time
time to get organized. Office Depot has great deals on a wide assortment of file folders, binders, filing cabinets, and shredders, plus over 800 calendars and planners. So hurry in and get organized today. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Oh, Office Depot!
This week, buy one, get one free on select plastic storage. Offer available in-store only on items of equal or lesser value.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The Denver Broncos will gather as a team today for the first time since losing one of their own. They're reporting to Dove Valley to clean out their lockers this morning, less than 24 hours after cornerback Darrent Williams was killed when his limo was sprayed by bullets after a nightclub dispute. Police are still looking for the suspect's vehicle.
Basically, what we're looking for is a white GMC or GM-type SUV, large model, either a Suburban or a Tahoe, with dark tinted windows. No plate number at this point.
Police PD spokesman Sonny Jackson says still no suspects and no real motive to go on. Meanwhile, a 21-year-old CU student was also wounded in that drive-by. Her father says she'd been at the nightclub and accepted a ride to her car in Williams' limo. Case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Police in Aspen reported fewer problems at the town's New Year's Eve party this year. Only 16 people were popped this time around, about half the number busted last year. Most of the arrests were underage possession of booze. And you know the old line about a dog being man's best friend? Well, sometimes the roles are reversed. Jeff Wellinger of Boulder was walking his golden retriever when the dog ran out on the thin ice of a small lake and promptly fell through. 49-year-old Wellinger ran out trying to save the pooch. He fell through the ice as well. A passerby spotted him in the lake and called for help. Wellinger made it. The dog did not. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. And well, we're not off to a very good start this morning. We've had several problems, including significant slowing southbound 25 in two spots opposite sides of the city. A couple of wrecks, one on the approach to 225, the other between Bellevue and Orchard. Southbound 25 at the Thornton Parkway causing delays up north. Now, heads up for pretty significant backups from 225 to westbound I-70. That's due to a rollover on the ramp to Peoria. And off the highway, you still want to drive with caution at 23rd and Monaco. The signals are malfunctioning there due to a power outage in the area. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, lots of sun, much warmer, high of 43. Currently, partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Soopers. Log on to kingsoopers.com for online processing or bring your digital media card into any participating store. King Soopers. Right store, right price.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
707. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay will not be here all this week. There'll be various other people in Jay's chair, big chair to fill. It'll be perhaps it can be slightly smaller in the future as Jay's had gastric bypass surgery. And I'm sure that was a difficult decision for him to come to, but John Turk, his intrepid producer, the man with the plan, the man by his side. You were there over the weekend at the hospital. What was the scene there, John?
Well, I went in, and Jay is on a all-liquid diet right now. He's eating a lot of Jell-O, drinking a lot of water. He had his surgery Friday morning. He braved the storm, got through it, made it to the hospital, and had successful surgery, no problems. Doctors are happy, and he was released on time yesterday. So
okay.
He's at home now, and he's doing great. And he can't wait to come back to work, but he's doing just fine.
The timeline for him to come back, will he be next week at this time? Will he be back here? Is that theoretically what the situation is, or does it take longer? I don't know what the recovery time is from gastric bypass surgery.
Well, it's a pretty brutal one, and he could be back. I would say definitely not this week. We have a slate of hosts to fill in this week,
right.
And then next week, I would say maybe middle to end of next week, if not the following Monday. So okay. I'm going to give him a couple weeks, though, what I'd say.
Sounds pretty brutal. Sounds tough. So we're happy that the surgery went well, and we wish him the best, and he'll be back when he's ready to be back, and I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that. Oh, by the way, you can go to our website at am760.net and wish the best to Jay. It's a nice little page up there. Feel free to do that. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We are going to get Adam Schefter from the NFL Network, who's been with the Broncos, covering them for the Denver Post for years and years and years, and now has moved on to the NFL Network and was the first to report that Javon Walker Darren Williams died in Javon Walker's lap. Javon Walker, a member of the Broncos as well as Darren Williams. And the video this morning is just, it's brutal. As you can see, Javon Walker walking in yesterday to the Broncos complex with his white long-sleeve shirt, not just speckled, but just splattered. Just as if you just took a can of blood and just threw it, put it right down on his chest. Just absolutely brutal. You can only, I suppose, assume that he went, Javon Walker, that is, to the hospital and then with the police and then, I guess, directly over to the Broncos complex. Brutal. Brutal stuff. What else is going on this morning? And Adam Schefter will be on with us around 7:30. Is that right, Turk? Around 7:30 for Adam Schefter. So we'll get into that with Adam and the details. To me, I just I can't understand it. I don't know what has happened with gun violence in this country. The whole, you know, if you diss me, I'm going to come back and shoot you. It just didn't exist when I was a kid. When I was in my young 20s, 12, 15, 13 years ago, it wasn't something you even thought of. This country has gotten more violent. This country has reacted to violence in ways that I think are deplorable. It's fascinating to me to see these elder statesmen, the Iraq Study Group, Gerald Ford. The last thing he wanted said from his grave was, and how else he thought he'd be remembered, I don't know. And I do think Gerald Ford was coherent when he spoke to Bob Woodward, when he said that he didn't like the way the U.S. was going in to places where our national security wasn't threatened. He thought Cheney and Rumsfeld basically were off their rockers. These are guys that worked with him, that were underlings to Gerald Ford. And from his grave, knowing that it would be what he's remembered for, and as we watch the funeral of Jerry Ford today, it's hard not to think that, yeah, one of the things that he did on his way out was criticize the president. And he knew that that was going to be the way he was lastly remembered for. We're watching we're giving you exclusive play-by-play coverage of the Jerry Ford funeral right now. As his body lays in state, and there's Betty, she's in some sort of limo. I mean, the guy had a great life, let's be honest. He had a terrific life. Yeah, he was a star athlete. He was a congressman for many, many years. He fell into the presidency. I guess sort of making what seems to be a deal with the devil. 303-713-7600. I was talking to my father. My father, I don't know if there was anybody who hated Nixon more than my father. Boy, did he hate Nixon. You know, my memories of a kid was just the F-bomb and Richard Nixon put together time after time after time. And in full disclosure, I'm 38, so I was a youngster there. That's my memories. It's amazing that you remember that type of thing. I don't know if my kids are almost 7 and 4. I don't know if they'll have lasting memories of me calling George Bush an idiot. They probably will, won't they? Anytime it's Bush's name is mentioned, it's my youngest. It's kind of cute. My 4-year-old goes, "Boo Bush." I go, "Yeah." He does it like a thumbs down and the boo Bush. So I suppose when he's 38 years old and hosting his own radio show sometimes, my dad, really, he hated that Bush guy. Remember him? You know, the worst president ever? You remember him? But yeah, all I heard from my dad was Nixon, Nixon, Nixon is the worst, worst, worst. And I talked to my father over the weekend. You know what I've heard from a lot of people is, well, I disagreed with the pardon then, but now it was the best thing for the country. I'm not. I heard Bob Woodward say it. I've heard Tom Brokaw basically say it. My wife's parents, who protesting Vietnam and part of that culture, good for them, had said it to my wife over the weekend. I was really surprised by it. My father really hates Nixon, and just there wasn't even close. No, I mean he was still ticked off at Ford. Just talked to him yesterday. It was the F-bomb, Richard Nixon, and Gerry Ford the no good, and you know there's no conciliatory feeling. You know he doesn't care.
He wasn't so happy when Nixon got the pardon.
No, he's still not now. He's still quite angry. I give my father credit for that passion, that's for sure. I suppose, I don't think, to be honest with you, it was the right thing even now. And I understand that people said, well, it was a moment that we all needed to be healed, that we all had to sort of come together, and Gerry Ford was the healer. I'm not trying to give the guy a hard time here in his funeral, as Betty still sits in the limo. I'm not seeing it the same way, I guess. Your reaction, 303-713-7600. We're also following the new news, and there is different news that you might not have heard about Darren Williams this morning. John, should I take a break and talk to Adam Schefter, or should we go here? Right here? Okay. We're getting Adam Schefter on the phone. Adam is a good friend of mine who worked for the Denver Post for many years and has taken a job with the NFL Network. In fact, I haven't talked to Adam in quite a while, and I'm sorry to have to talk to you under such circumstances now, Adam, but how are you doing, all in all?
Hello, Darren. How you doing? Happy New Year to you and everybody out there.
You're in New York, I assume, now. Or
I'm in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, okay. Working for the NFL Network. What kind of details can you share with us about Darren Williams and what went on and perhaps the reaction on the inside of things?
Well, I can tell you, first of all, that details are still flowing in. So everything that I tell you is unconfirmed but confirmed, so to speak. Okay. And here's what happened. He went to this nightclub, 1082. Is that the name of the club in Denver?
I think it's called, the address is like 1037 Broadway. The name of the club is The Shelter, but it's split up in, if you can picture it, like three different levels, and each level sort of has its own theme, and the theme of that particular club was called The Safari, something like that.
And where is the club?
Broadway and 10th somewhere, and you know, listen.
Yeah, it's 1082. Bro, I think that might be the address. Someone told me 1082. I know exactly where it was. Now, anyway, there was some kind of incident where Darren Williams and Javon Walker and Brandon Marshall, they got in online and they had some words where they went inside and some guys from a gang apparently said some words to Darren Williams. Javon Walker saw it from across the room, said, "Let's get out of here." They got into the car. They left. The guys came out after them. They shot Darren Williams. Killed him. He died in the lap of Javon Walker.
We've seen some, and I don't know if you've seen it this morning, but locally we've seen the pictures of Javon Walker walking into the Broncos complex, Adam, and his shirt was just splattered with blood. It was
this morning?
Yeah, on Channel 9.
So, why would he wear that shirt this morning?
Well, it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning.
But we're seeing the video this morning from yesterday morning.
Yes, okay.
And it's one of the most shocking things I think I've ever seen. I can only assume he went from the hospital to the police station or something like that, and right into Dove Valley. And I'm not exactly sure why he went right into Dove Valley, but...
He was so in shock.
Yeah.
And he's still in shock.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm sure he didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you go at that point where you feel most safe. And I don't know whether... he was not hit by any bullets.
Right.
That I do know. But who knows what he's feeling. And you go where you're going to feel safe. And at that point, you feel safe there. So I'm sure he went to the Broncos complex. And you could only imagine. I'm told that he was so shocked by everything, he doesn't remember anything that happened.
Mm.
Which gives you an idea. I mean, if you, just think, if you, your friend and coworker was shot and killed in your lap.
It's mind-blowing.
You cannot even imagine.
I don't know how I could play for the team, to be quite honest with you, anymore. It would be difficult.
Well, it's certainly a life-altering incident. We'll say that. And where how it affects him from there, you never know.
What is the... I'm trying to think, Adam. We've had a couple of incidences of violence and gun violence in the NFL. What does the NFL, how do they react to this? What can be learned from this? Where does the NFL go with this?
You know, I guess people are going to want answers and blame and assurances that this will never happen again. And as long as there are kids and there are guns, things like this are going to happen. And, you know, I've never had a gun. I never owned a gun.
Right.
I don't want to own a gun.
Okay.
I don't understand the culture that wants guns.
Yeah.
So you're asking me to answer questions I guess I'm not qualified to speak to.
All right, let me ask you this then, Adam. What if, you know, and there's all sorts of issues, and you used to live down in the Cherry Creek area, and I don't know what it was like when the bar's empty, but, you know, in the Lodo area, and that I'm sure you're familiar with, when things emptied, it's like a chaotic scene. Where everybody just sort of pours out, and I don't know if they're going to change that, but it's something that happens on a relatively regular basis. What, if anything, do the coaches, the teammates, what do they say to the younger players about going out? What kind of policies do the Broncos have, if anything at all, about going out at night or sponsoring parties or anything like that?
I don't think there's anything. I think they tell you, look, these are men, okay? You got to make your own decisions in life. And, you know, these men have a lot at stake, and they have to understand the ramifications of their actions. You know, even, you know, my job as a reporter, you know, I guess I was something of a party pooper. I never wanted to do anything or put myself in a spot. I always was leery. Mm-hmm. Anytime anyone would say something to me in a bar, I want to get out of there. You know, I didn't like it. And that's just me. These guys are 100 times more well known. I mean, these guys are celebrities, public figures. And, you know, I'll tell you this, that the first football coach that I ever dealt with and covered and worked with was Bo Schembechler, the late, great Michigan football coach. And
right.
Bo Schembechler always used to say, and he would tell his players all the time, nothing good happens after midnight.
Right, right.
And that was the one thing he kept saying it to him, and he would say it to him, nothing good happens after midnight. Now, I could think of some good things after midnight. They're usually in the privacy of your own home. Okay?
Right.
But nothing good when you're out happens after midnight. And you know what? God bless Bo. He was right.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. In this particular story, there's details coming out this morning. For example, this was a birthday party for Kenyon Martin. That Kenyon Martin left before midnight, as you know, concisely said there. And Darren Williams was with some friends. Now, there's the professional football aspect of it, and then there's the I'm a 24-year-old, you know, kid, because I was a kid when I was 24, Adam. I don't know what you consider yourself, but I consider myself a kid. And I'm not trying to blame Darren Williams whatsoever. You don't blame the victim. It's these thugs that hopefully they'll catch soon. But it does seem that these athletes are targets. And we've seen that an awful lot, that professional athletes do become targets of violence, of people trying, I don't know what it is. I guess trying to prove they're macho or something. I don't know.
Again, you know, we're two white guys trying to answer questions from a young African-American world, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answers to these things. You know, I don't know why. And there are white people who carry guns, too. So I don't know. I'm 40 years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the world that I live. It's not the world that I know. So I can't answer it and give you the answers that you're seeking in this particular time. I wish I could.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. Nobody knows the Broncos better than you, Adam Schefter of the NFL Network. Is this the worst moment in Denver Broncos history?
Well, it's an entirely different moment in Broncos history than anything I could ever remember. I mean, you know, you're talking about, when you talk about the Broncos, you typically think of wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of something more tragic than this, more sad than this. And I remember going to the memorial service for John Elway's father.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. It doesn't affect people like this because this was a young man's life, a 24-year-old man. And I remember Broderick Thompson, the former offensive tackle, being killed riding his motorcycle. But it was after he was out of football, and he, you know, he's 35, 36, and people don't have the attachment to him that they would a Darren Williams. And off the top of my head, I remember Torrey Knoll, a safety, being laid out in training camp and not being able to walk for a while. But there's nothing that compares to this. You're talking about a 24-year-old player, a good player in the prime of his career, gunned down in a senseless incident of violence, and it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Adam, you cover these guys. You have for many years. Do a lot of these players carry guns?
I think that young athletes tend to carry guns.
Really?
D-Mac, you're asking me to answer questions that I'm not qualified
for. Right.
We're venturing into spots that I don't have the answers to.
Well, Adam, are you working? Well, I don't know exactly what you got on your plate, but what is the NFL Network planning on this, if anything?
And we had some stuff on Darren Williams yesterday. We'll have more today. We'll have more throughout the week. So, okay. I mean, that's just a sad event. It's an incident that just takes your breath away.
Adam, I wish we could talk on better terms, but I wish you the best. And
thank you, D-Mac. Happy New Year to you and everybody.
You too.
Thank
Adam
you.
Schefter of the NFL Network, thank you for your time. All right, 7:25, let's take a quick break. We're getting your reaction to what happened over the weekend with Darren Williams. We're also watching the funeral of Jerry Ford. Saddam Hussein gets hung. And
new this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Snakes on a Plane starring Samuel L. Jackson, The Covenant, and Love's Abiding Joy. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 28th Street in Boulder.
Including northbound 225 between Colfax and I-70. Traffic has really picked up. We had this wreck westbound I-70 on the ramp to Peoria rollover there, and that has caused stop and go from 225 to Peoria. Southbound 25 is bogged down due to a wreck approaching 225 as well, and we have one on the opposite end, southbound 25 near the Thornton Parkway, that is still working in traffic. Weather outlook today, lots of sun, much warmer, high of 43. Right now, partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Catch the action and excitement of the U.S. Smokeless Tobacco Company's Professional Bull Riders Shootout, January 8th through the 10th at the 2007 National Western Stock Show in Denver. Visit nationalwestern.com for tickets and information.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
So someone asked me the other night at this meeting, what's progressive talk? It's what I want it to be.
Ed Schultz.
Whatever I talk about on this program doesn't change one thing about human rights, civil rights, equal rights, and all the core values that make us Democrats.
The Ed Schultz Show.
You need people that think like I do to vote for Democrats. Instead of running under your little tent when you're not liberal enough. Shut up and give. Step up and get after it.
Weekdays at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not mad at you, I'm just being emotional.
729. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open lines at 303-713-7600. Following the funeral of Gerald R. Ford, we're following the hanging of Saddam Hussein and the awful murder of Darren Williams from over the weekend here in Denver. Beautiful day here today. Absolutely gorgeous out there. And, geez, you'd like to welcome in 2007 in the right way, but... Ah, man, we are surrounded here in the beginnings of 2007 with awful stuff. Awful stuff. The forgiving of the pardon, it seems to be some sort of, national, I'm not going to say conspiracy, but national acceptance that what Gerald Ford did was the right thing in pardoning Nixon. On the surface of this, I disagree. But I'm amazed by the people that have said that it was the right thing for this country. In fact, I think it perhaps has led us down the amazingly wrong path. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I'm curious what your reaction is as well. 303-713-7600. And there goes Ford's casket right by Rummy and Cheney.
What do you think are going through those two's heads as he goes by?
I'm thinking that they're thinking, I don't think they're good thoughts, to be quite honest with you.
Exactly. They look kind of devious, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, it's just creepy from start to finish, looking at the pictures of them then and now. How about the president, too, doesn't come off Crawford until yesterday? What, this isn't big enough for you to cut things short a little? I mean, he must love... What happens in Crawford? What ball of fun is it down there in Crawford that you just... He doesn't want to leave that place. You don't come back when everybody else comes back as the casket comes...
Laura reads him children's books, bedtime stories.
Yeah. The happy place. Don't want to leave the happy place. All right, 732, back with your phone calls, open lines, 303-713-7600. The casket is now in the hearse. You're getting exclusive play-by-play coverage of the Gerry Ford funeral right here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check progressive traffic, and for that we go to Gina Michaels. People, back to work. Gina, what's happened on the roadways?
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Actually, they are, and we've had a lot of problems this morning, so it hasn't been too good of a ride. Heavy commuter delays due to collisions, primarily southbound 25 from Yale to 225 is starting to loosen up a bit, but we had a couple of problems that really had that jammed up. Westbound I-70 continues to be sluggish, though, back to your 225 merge due to a rollover wreck blocking your Peoria off-ramp. And if you're in the area of Mississippi and Santa Fe, we had a jackknife semi. It was blocking the left lanes in both directions just west of Santa Fe.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Deekforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi. I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
Tonight on Fox, the Tostitos Bowl Bash continues with the greatest events in college football. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl, featuring two teams in search of respect, recognition, and BCS glory. The Louisville Cardinals look to star quarterback Brian Braun to finish off an amazing season. But the hard-hitting Wake Forest Demon Deacons have proven their defense can handle the challenge. The Big East champs, the ACC champs. Two teams enjoying their best seasons ever, but only one will go home as champion of the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl. And don't miss tomorrow night when the Notre Dame Fighting Irish battle the LSU Tigers in the All-State Sugar Bowl. Fox brings you the biggest games in college football, and tonight it's Louisville and Wake Forest. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl in HD, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 6 on Fox 31.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I always believe that Richard Nixon played Gerry Ford's friendship very cynically to his own advantage. And Gerry Ford, even his closest friends would acknowledge, would sometimes be too much the team player. He could be too willing to accept the party line.
That's Tom Brokaw speaking about Gerry Ford from over the weekend. And Tom Brokaw speaking at the funeral today, by the way. We have exclusive play-by-play coverage of the Gerry Ford funeral for you this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The casket has been taken past Cheney and Rumsfeld, who I think were secretly giving him the finger in their overcoats. They were young bucks back then. Rummy got a chance to do it all over as Secretary of Defense and blew it even worse. You know, it's the feeling that you see the young guys and, you know people like this, and perhaps you're like this yourself when you're younger and you said, I could do it better. If I was in charge for whatever particular business you do, and then you get in charge and you suck. And that's what Cheney and Rumsfeld are doing, in the case of Cheney still. But everybody's lying. You know, hey, Gerry Ford had a great life, man. You know, he's the oldest living president. He was with it till the end. You know, he knew what he was saying when he spoke to Bob Woodward and was critical of the president and the actions in Iraq. He wasn't some sort of doddering old man. He knew what he was saying, and he espoused more diplomacy, and we shouldn't be rushing off. like hellfire and damnation. It was like, you know, language from the 40s or something to countries where our national security wasn't an issue. You know, with the hanging of Saddam. That went well, by the way, huh? That's a swell story. Here's the latest on the old hanging of Saddam. Saddam, let's recap. For Saddam, Sunni. People that hung Saddam, Shiite. Person in charge of country, Maliki, Shiite. President of Iraq, Sunni. Talibani, whatever his name is. And then there's a Kurd mixed in there somewhere, and you're trying to divvy things up. I'm not exactly sure what the president does and what's that job description between the president of chaos and the prime minister of chaos. Maliki, Shiite, was determined, and this is from CNN this morning, was determined to put Hussein to death before the beginning of the Eid al-Adha holiday. How's that, Chuck? Did I get that one right? But here, yeah, thanks. Here's how screwed up this holiday is, apparently, in Iraq. It begins at sunrise Saturday for Sunnis and Sunday for Shiites. So it's a holiday they can't even figure out when it starts. Saddam, Sunni, was hung, I guess, then, where it was okay for Shiites to be hanging them, but not for Sunnis to be hung. Let's get some of that really, really fun audio from the Saddam hanging. Mr. Turk, this is what it was like. And he got a, it's amazing. Here's what you got to picture. There's one guy with a regular HD camera. If they want to get this in HD for the official Iraqi hanging history. But then there's, you know, this, who knows who they are? I don't know who these, you know, who gets in? Do you need a ticket for the Saddam hanging? And whose basement was this in anyways? This, where was this happening? Don't you get the, hey, who's got a good place for this? Oh, no, I got a 2-4 basement. My mom's at work. Oh, should we hang him in, you know, Muhammad's basement or Jafar's? No, let's go to Muhammad's. His mom's at work. And where do you buy ski masks in Iraq? You know what I mean? Seriously. What a joke. It's just ridiculous. So here we go. So there's the one guy who's got the HD camera right to the, you know, left-hand side of Saddam. But then there's, like, you know, Tony, who slipped in, and he's got the camera cell phone. And that's the good stuff. So here we go. Here's them screaming at each other and the moment of hang. Here's the moment of reconciliation in Iraq. Here we go. Let's go for the audio. No, that's, we hate you, Saddam. Organized and hey, quick, mom's about to come home. And they're getting things together, guy with the camera phones. You know, I got a bar in my, how come they didn't take the bar down out of my basement? Saddam not looking good. I mean, it's Saddam's credit. He didn't want the ski mask over his face. Here comes the moment of glory. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Hey, we did it! Yay! 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 Woohoo!
Did you get it on your camera phone?
Yeah, I got it on my camera phone. How about you? Can we watch this in HD? Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Come back to my house. Let's just go upstairs. Mom's not home yet. I'll hook it up. And we can't get things together. We hold Saddam all this time in U.S. custody. We can't get them to hang him when we want. This is how little control we have over there. We can't even get them to hang. The U.S. wanted to wait a couple weeks. Because the Shiites just, they want revenge. This is what this is. Yeah, is it justice? Is he a bad guy? Does he deserve to be dead? Yeah, sure. Of course. I guess. But it does not. This is a very symbolic action in terms of the nothing's getting done the right way sort of way everything's being done over there. They wanted Maliki to wait a couple weeks, and Maliki didn't because it's all about just revenge for the Shiites, because that's how it works. There was a hurdle, of course. Would President Talabani, a Sunni Kurd, who opposed the death penalty, object to the execution? Maliki and the president ended with the decision that Talabani's signature was not needed. Now, we don't need the president on this, because we're Shiites and we hate the Sunni, and that's that. And how did the person get in there with the cell phone? It's just unbelievable. 303-713-7600. Your calls are up next. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a pretty tough ride this morning. We've had a significant slowing along the northbound lanes of 225 and Aurora between Colfax and I-70. Just a lot of stop-and-go traffic as folks get back to work there. Westbound I-70 doing a little bit better now between 225 and Peoria. We still had some slowing there from an earlier wreck, that rollover that we had on the off-ramp to Peoria. And southbound I-25 definitely shaking loose now from Yale to 225 from some earlier collisions. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions, high of 43 right now, partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the big one, the Denver Boat Show, January 18th through the 21st at the Colorado Convention Center. 30 dealers and 500 new boats mean the best.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
The Invasion.
Talk radio is a cult of personality.
AM 760 is your meeting place for debate.
You can disagree in America on politics and still be friends.
And you're home for Al Franken.
I've been on the front lines here, my friends. I think I'm right in the mainstream of liberal American thought.
The Al Franken Show.
I think most Americans don't know it, but they're liberal.
Weekday mornings at 10.
I bring the funny.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only from my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
I have a plan that's going to make all our dreams come true.
From ABC comes the next great new comedy.
We're stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Us.
These guys are out to live the American dream, even if they have to steal it.
Let's rob Mick Jagger.
I'm in.
Tomorrow, organized crime was never so disorganized.
We're like Ocean's 11.
More like Ocean's Idiot.
The Knights of Prosperity, a new comedy premiering tomorrow, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC.
New Emergency Immune Defense is packed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, plus zinc and other immune boosters to bolster your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched a doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency Immune Defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. It's Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Jay had successful gastric bypass surgery over the weekend, and he'll be back when he can be back. An assortment of various personalities to get you going this week as we welcome 2007. Beautiful day here in Denver. And Jerry Ford's funeral, we're giving you exclusive play-by-play radio coverage of the funeral. We might mix in a hang-in or two. Jerry Ford's body passed by Rummy and Chaney. They loved it, I'm sure. They stood there. Bob Dole's one of the... you know, when you're, I guess, a symbolic... Turk, what do they call it? You're the person that holds the casket, the pallbearer! Jeez, what's wrong with me? Senior moment. I guess when you don't really have to lift anything. It's good because all these people are so old. I think they might pass. There was a guy that did pass out. Did you see that? There at one of the various ceremonies, there was some, you know, old coot who did actually kind of wither and had to get wheeled out of there. And Jerry Ford had a good life, man. He's 93 years old, the oldest living president. You know, it was all right. Everybody seems to think he was an okay guy.
We were mentioning, real quickly, Darren, that wouldn't it be funny if Chevy Chase was one of the pallbearers and he stumbled and fell? Maybe not.
Let's go to Bill in Denver. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I've got right in front of me a book called The Gerald Ford Letters by Robert N. Winterberger, author of The Washington Payoff.
Okay.
And it's a book, basically, of lobbying scandals involving Gerald Ford. The man, based on what I see in this book, on the fact that I am absolutely convinced that he conspired with Richard Nixon. Now, Jerry, if I appoint you vice president, you're going to have to impeach, and they impeach me, you're going to have to pardon me. Were you willing to do that?
Well, Bob Woodward was on this weekend, and he wrote famously that Alexander Haig came to Gerald Ford with a couple of different options. But more or less, he, you know, was saying, sign this piece of paper, pardon Nixon, and you get to be the president without ever being elected.
Sort of like George Bush in that regard.
Well, yeah.
Or the dwarf George Bush, not Read My Lips Bush, that was that was the CIA director getting the training that he'd need to help go on then to train Osama bin Laden. I mean, you're talking about a group of incredibly, incredibly crooked people all in one place, and now they're trying to portray Gerald Ford as an honest man.
Right, the healer.
Maybe the healer for Nixon by pardoning him.
Yeah.
No, you can spin it any way you want to. It was an organized attempt to do what Republicans do best, keep themselves non-accountable for their actions.
And
that's not healing.
Bill, I think you strike on a point that I'm not quite getting from a lot. How old are you, Bill, if you don't mind me asking?
50.
Yeah, I'm getting the impression from people of your age and a little bit older that, oh, you know what, we disagree with them. But now it's okay, and I don't really get that.
No, people were conned. It was an attempt to keep Nixon from being accountable for what he did,
right.
This idea that Gerald Ford was a healer is just a talking point. I mean, they've gotten better with their talking points, but that's just a talking point. A bunch of ultra-rich Republicans, Gerald Ford being one of them, got together and decided, okay, Jerry, you'll get to be president. He was never elected. But the man was as crooked as a dog's hind leg. He pardoned the second most corrupt president in our history, Richard Nixon.
I find it interesting that, to me, this is where accountability starts. And when I hear that, oh, the country couldn't go through the impeachment or the trial.
Oh, that's nonsense.
I agree, Bill.
No, the Republican Party maybe couldn't, or Richard Nixon couldn't. You know, all these people say, oh, well, you can't impeach a president. Well, unless it's for something really minor, and their name happens to be Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you're doing this country a giant disservice for not holding corrupt politicians the Bush crime family and corrupt politicians like, well, Richard Nixon. I think that you're doing the country a huge disservice. I tell you what, more people are dead as a result of the actions of our little dwarf in charge now and Richard Nixon than whoever the little puke was that killed the football player. You know, a lot more people are dead as a result of the things that those two corrupt politicians did.
So, Bill, you're not forgiving Ford. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, why should I?
You don't have to.
The man conspired to thwart justice. That's wrong.
303-713-7600. You agree with Bill? Do you think that, listen... it was the best thing in retrospect. Boy, everybody was saying that. I was really surprised by it over the weekend. Can't quite put my finger sometimes on Bob Woodward. I think Bob Woodward is a Republican, honestly. He's a good writer, though. Gets to the bottom of things. He's not lying about things. He's not fancy. He doesn't make things up. But he was like, well, you know, I've come to terms with it. It was the best thing. What, really? Was it the best thing? I think you're seeing the ramifications of that pardon even now. It's the, you know, the president's not being held accountable for criminal activities, knowing that they can just get off somehow. Was Gerald Ford, was he a healer or was he just a patsy? I mean, the Republicans, you know, more or less knew they were doomed probably in the next election no matter what. They knew they, you know, had screwed up Vietnam so bad that there was no exit except for, well, it was inevitable. I mean, what would the nation have been stung by? Justice? What are we, a bunch of babies? We can't handle healing. It's just, it reeks of crookedness. But I wasn't of that generation. You know, I was younger. I just go off what I heard from my folks at the time. I'm 38, so I was just a little kid at the time. From what I heard, what I've seen, that it was not necessarily the right thing to do. But now I'm seeing people of the generation before me saying, well, you know, all in all, as history looks back on things, it was the right thing. And I'm just absolutely not convinced of that. You just saw these, especially with the Republicans, just be able to get away with crap and think that, well, you know, we've got a free pass. And it just seems to, and it's all the same folks. That's what's creepy about it. The same folks that pardoned Nixon are running things now. It hasn't really changed. We had a respite with Clinton, and he blew it. He really did. He really, really did. Listen, I know we would love to have Clinton back now, but he really did blow it. 303-713-7600. Open lines for you. The news coming up next. Hey, John in the Springs, Mark in Fort Collins. You hang on. We'll be right with you after the news. I'm Darren McKee. In for J. Marvin, it's AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online.
Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Barry Bagnato, live at the National Cathedral in Washington. Hail to Gerald Brudolph Ford on his final journey through Washington. Cannons boomed as Ford's remains were slowly, carefully carried with military precision down the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Visible through the rear window of the hearse as the procession crept through the city, white stars on the flag covering his casket. Here at this towering cathedral, where funerals also were held for Presidents Eisenhower and Reagan, a chill wind blows. Dignitaries and friends and former Ford staffers are in their assigned seats. From this high hill, a bell tolls sadly 38 times for the 38th President of the United States. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Gerald Ford will be laid to rest.
Barry, the former president's body will arrive here this afternoon. It will then be brought here to the Gerald Ford Museum. There will be a ceremony. Then the museum will be open to the public to allow the people of Grand Rapids to pay their respects. The doors will stay open overnight. Then tomorrow, the final chapter in this long goodbye, one more funeral service. Then Mr. Ford will be laid to rest just outside his museum. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Grand Rapids, now with more on the Ford farewell. Here's Dave Barrett.
It's been a long journey for President Ford, and the Reverend Robert Certain, who has been a family pastor in California, hasn't forgotten that.
This theme of the president coming home goes throughout this whole week, coming home to Washington, where he served this country so well, coming home to Michigan, and coming to his heavenly home.
Mr. Ford goes home as the goodbyes in Washington continue, 18 days shy of 30 years when President Ford left the White House. Colorado is way beyond being a winter wonderland.
There's drifts between 4 and 10 feet high that they have to clear. Certain areas of the highway were just buried in snow because of the winds and the drifting.
Stacy Stegman's with the Department of Transportation. Groceries are running out in the southeastern part of Colorado. Civil Air Patrol's looking for cattle from above. Hay drops may follow. In Kansas, 60,000 customers are without power. 15,000 powerless in Nebraska. 600 miles of lines are down from this latest blast of winter. Might take a week to get those connections made again. Don't be a dimwit. Save power. CBS's Jim Taylor live with us now. And, Jim, that seems to be the message from the world's largest retailer.
It's Walmart's 2007 commitment, Dave, to push those long-lasting, energy-efficient, swirl-shaped, compact fluorescent light bulbs. But the retailer does have an uphill battle with consumers. We don't like them very much. Only 6% of American homes use the weird-looking bulbs, which do demand an investment. They cost from $2 to $4 apiece. Dave?
Most government offices are shut down today. It's an honor the late President Ford. It's a national day of mourning. Most postal services are also shut down, and there's also no trading on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
This new year, put meeting the love of your life at the top of your list.
New Year's Eve day, I said, I'm ready for eHarmony. I decided I really wanted to find a long-term relationship.
Make this the year that it happens for you. Check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Do it now and get your personality profile free. Let's get started finding your soulmate today. eHarmony.com, because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So, unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A sad day out at Dove Valley. The Broncos gathering there to clean out their lockers just one day after cornerback Darrent Williams was killed in that drive-by shooting shortly after leaving a New Year's Eve party where some kind of altercation occurred. Broncos insider Adam Schefter says fellow Broncos Javon White was also in that limo when a white SUV pulled up alongside and opened fire.
That is how it has been recounted to me, that basically this was an incident that started outside a nightclub, something about getting into a line and getting into the club. At some point, Javon Walker said to Darren Williams, come on, let's get out of here.
At this point, cops have no suspects and no motive. Wall Street, of course, shut down today for President Ford's funeral. Here in Colorado, all federal offices and the post office are closed, but state and local offices and courts functioning as usual. Speaking of money, every time the Fed shut down and the mail doesn't move, it costs you and me, the taxpayers, hundreds of millions of our tax dollars. Because all those federal employees still get paid for not working. DIA officials say Southwest Airlines' re-entry into the Denver market a year ago has sparked some significant changes at the plane place, but not exactly the ones expected. Although there's more competition pressure on Denver-based Frontier and major carrier United, fares on flights to and from Denver have risen at all three airlines. Smell a rat somewhere. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. No new wrecks, although we've had a number of those this morning. Freeway still heavily congested, including on northbound 225 from Colfax to I-70 for your Arroyo Drive. Your ramps open from westbound I-70 to Peoria now, but we still had some stop and go in that area. Eastbound arteries at peak volume, 6th Ave out of Lakewood, C-470, Highlands Ranch, and you got a lot of company on eastbound lanes of the Boulder, Turnpike, Federal to Pecos. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny, warmer, high of 43, right now partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This week at King Soopers, you'll find great buys throughout their produce department on many of your favorite market fresh fruits and vegetables. Right now, peak of the season navel oranges are just 39 cents a pound when you use your super card. King Soopers, right store, right price.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Snakes on a Plane starring Samuel L. Jackson, The Covenant, and Love's Abiding Joy. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 28th Street in Boulder.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:07. Gorgeous day. Welcome to 2007. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We have more details about Darren Williams' murder, and we'll bring that to you in a little bit. In fact, we're trying to follow, and Mike Shanahan may be giving a press conference here before we're off the air, and we'll carry that. I'm curious what he has to say. It's a sad day for our community. The violence in America is unbelievable. Three professional athletes shot in Denver in 3 years, 40 months. It's Joey Porter, Julius Hodge from the Nuggets, and now nobody's been killed yet until Darren Williams. Awfully sad. Very, very sad. Meanwhile, we're also following, and you have exclusive play-by-play coverage of the funeral of Gerald Ford. Interesting cast of characters all lined up in the cathedral. The Clintons are second row for the Clintons. So Carter, first row. Clinton, second row. Interesting. I guess he goes in order. I suppose Bush Sr. is. Well, Bush, the first, current Bush, he must be a front row. You can't put the president in the second row, can't the current one? You got Hillary, and then you got Chelsea. Haven't seen Chelsea in a while. She's looking all right. She's sitting next to Condi. Colin Powell's there. A lot of heavy hitters. And the casket is being a beautiful day in D.C. today. Yesterday it was pouring, and people were like, you know, there was no line. See the casket? Right. Showed a guy like just shaking off his jacket, like right by the casket. You know, you might want to clean yourself up just a tad, but they're like, oh, no, go ahead. There you go. There it is. The accidental president who pardoned Nixon. I don't know what, you know, there's only two things that. You know, as a kid, 5-6 years old when Gerald Ford was president, I just remember my father hating Nixon, furious that Ford pardoned him. And now there's people that seem to say, well, it was okay to pardon him. I guess I really don't quite get that. Hey, let's go to Larry in Denver. Larry, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Darren. You're doing a good job. Thanks for sitting in for Jay.
Hey, my pleasure. My privilege.
I am part of that generation. I'm 57 years old, and I still despise the fact that he pardoned that asshole. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Shouldn't say that.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But anyway, I wanted to say, Darren, that I'm also a Presbyterian minister, and I've done hundreds of funerals, it seems, in my life. And I have an amazing capacity to recognize an amazing capacity to romanticize the past, especially at a time of death. I've buried some people who have been pretty bad people, and I've not at that time recognized their faults as much as I've acclaimed their strengths, partly for the sake of the family. I think that's part of what's going on now. Although I do think that the other part of that is that we fail in our country to really recognize the real risks that people in power, the real risks of power holding. And we don't have a very realistic understanding of power. Power does tend to corrupt. And I think he was put in a place where his capacity for power exceeded his wisdom.
Well, Larry, let me ask you, why do you think people of your generation then, who disagreed with the pardon so much, suddenly, and I don't know if you felt this, I've seen it, are suddenly saying, well, you know, all in all, it was the right thing to do?
Well, I think in part it's the romanticization of the past. But I also think there's something else in my generation that we've not come to terms with, and I can't put my finger on it, Darren, but this is part of it. And what went on in the 60s, I don't think we've ever really assimilated into our national psyche. We've been, those of us who really did protest, and I was among them, were terribly maligned and criticized and marginalized. and I don't think we understand that that's also what happens when you stand for truth and justice. And it's been hard to incorporate that into our national psyche. So I think that's part of it. We revert to romanticism when you can't stand the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for that. I still try to maintain some strong positions
myself. You must have been, at the time, so furious when Ford, and from all accounts, as I'm catching up on this, he more or less didn't want to wait. People were urging him to just wait a little bit longer, put some time, consult with people, and he more or less just barreled ahead and shocked everybody by doing it within a month of taking office.
I think it's a part of his weakness in leadership. I don't think he was a great leader.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to be a great leader.
I don't either.
I think he wanted to be a congressman from Michigan, and he just, you know, he fell into it. Yeah, I think this country would have been okay. I think we could have handled it. John in Colorado Springs, good morning. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, John.
Yes. Again, as I got it, the gist of Woodward's scoop, it was that due to their close friendship that he decided to pardon Nixon. Was that it?
Well, they were really good buddies. They weren't just working relationships, sort of like, you know, Al Gore and Bill Clinton. They were good friends. And according to Woodward, Al Haig came to Ford and gave him a bunch of options, and one of them basically was, listen, sign this piece of paper, pardon Nixon, and you get to become the president. And that's, you know, that's the deal with the devil, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Of course, Ford always, I'll never forget it because I was, you know, I lived through it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And he said, he made the statement one time, when Haig came to him, he told Haig, no pardon, Al. Well, of course, that's a lie.
Right.
Jerry Ford was a political hack. Comfortable in the minority where he never did anything since the Democrats called all the shots. So it's an example of our class-based legal system where a president can commit a crime and damage the country horribly. And a woman in Florida can go to jail for 20 years for stealing a loaf of bread for hungry children.
Yeah, I think this country could have got over it, John. I think we could have lived through it. I think we could have survived it. In fact, talking about healing, I think setting a precedent for presidents would have been a better sense of healing, even if it was a prolonged year-and-a-half, two-year trial. I think somehow we would have gotten through it and set a better trend, I think, for the future, that's for sure.
Absolutely, especially looking back from here, wouldn't it? You know,
absolutely.
It all sort of adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, you go from one to another. You have to be accountable for your actions. Reagan got away with Iran-Contra. Bush is getting away with what he's getting away with now. And, you know, hey, listen, I don't think he should have been thrown out of office for it. But you'd like to think perhaps Clinton would have learned a lesson had they gone through with a trial for Richard Nixon. And I think we would have been fine as a country if Nixon spent, you know, some time in prison. I think we would have all been okay with that. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. As we continue with play-by-play action of the Jerry Ford funeral, the casket now at the cathedral, family members filing in, the dignitaries just sort of there, waiting for the true action. Let's go out to, ready with Elaine? Not quite. We're going to talk to Andy Lindahl, who is out at the Broncos, Dove Valley, and I'm curious about the reaction here this morning as more players come in. We're curious to hear from Mike Shanahan as well. Elaine, we'll get to you in just a second. Quick break and back with you.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
Yeah, usual delays now, as is both directions of 225 across Aurora. We have heavy traffic as well along westbound I-70 between 225 and Peoria from that earlier wreck. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies, warmer conditions, high of 43 right now. Few clouds, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Design's winter clearance sale now and save up to 50% off on select furniture for your home and office. Located on North Wadsworth Parkway and Hampton Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to HalePetDoor.com.
Every time you hear about a missing child,
Think about the 50,000 kids that were safe at home a year ago that are missing today. Call 1-800-843-5678 if you have any information that could lead to the recovery of a missing child. Remember, 1-800-THE-LOST. This message, courtesy of Baker & Sandoval Cleaning at 2170 Hermosa Drive in Boulder, standing tall on their commitment to quality, integrity, and pride. That's Baker & Sandoval Cleaning, where the ownership and staff wish all a safe 2007.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
A year to remember.
We are so close, and there are tight races going on all over this country, and there are tight races going on in our own backyard. We have to turn this country around.
A year to celebrate.
We have taken over the House of Representatives.
Democrats in control of the House of Representatives.
It's gratifying to see us doing so well.
We'd like to say that the votes are in and we won.
Congratulations, everybody.
This place is going absolutely erupting in craziness.
Thank you for sharing 2006 with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A lot of his friends were beginning to say to him, don't get too close to defending the Richard Nixon line on Watergate. But he did continue to go around the country and defend the president, even after that, as other people were tugging on his sleeve and saying, be careful, Jerry, don't go too far here.
Darren McKee in for J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 820. Welcome back to work. Hope that you're doing fine. We'll hear from Andy Lindahl and maybe even Mike Shanahan from Dove Valley on the shooting death of Darren Williams here in just a little bit. Very sad beginning to 2007 here. As we're keeping the play-by-play coverage going of the Jerry Ford funeral, we have Laura Bush just sitting down in front of her mother-in-law. She's looking at her wristwatch saying, she should be here soon, I guess. Babs and Senior, man, old. And then you got Cheney and his lovely wife. She's probably contemplating another book about lesbian passion. Who knows? And then Jimmy Carter. They're front rowers. The Clintons are second rowers on this. And the president has not arrived yet with the family. They're about to settle down with the list of dignitaries. It's Nancy Reagan wearing some J-Lo glasses. There you go. She went through this not too long ago. And it's the funeral of Jerry Ford. Let's go to Elaine out in Aurora. Elaine, good morning. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to bring up a point that has always been a puzzlement to me.
Sure.
When Richard Nixon and George Bush commit major crimes against the United States, to impeach them or to bring to the forefront exactly what they have done, and for the people to find out what's going on, is considered divisive. However, when President Clinton does something, not against the nation, but something stupid, I agree,
right.
That was a stupid thing to do.
It was.
It certainly didn't imperil our country.
No.
It is not divisive at all to drag him and everyone around him through the mud, over the coals, and bring out every little tiny thing. And that is not divisive. I do not understand this.
Well, it's when you get into party politics and the corruption of the Republicans, basically. I don't know how else to put it. But listen, hey, Clinton was no angel. I'm so angry, you know, when I think back on that, because it could have been so much better. I honestly believe it wasn't for that mess, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in now. I firmly believe Al Gore would be the president. And, you know, I still have a bit of anger, Elaine, towards Clinton for getting us in this mess. Is he even as close to as corrupt and as evil as these guys? Not even close. Not even close. But he just screwed things up. He really did.
Well, let me tell you, from my own personal perspective, I voted for Ralph Nader because I associated Gore with the mess that Clinton made.
Well, see, now that was
and
a mistake on your part.
And I kicked myself every day that I didn't vote for Gore.
My parents were the same way, and I said, you can't do that. They're like, it doesn't matter. They're back in Massachusetts. It does. And I said, it does matter because you're going to tell people about that. You're going to talk. Elaine, not again. Never again. Right,
never
Elaine?
Never again. Never again. That's right.
Thanks for the call, Elaine. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Doug in Superior, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to ask, make a comment, really.
Sure.
You know, you say that, you know, gun violence is, like, really high, and you're talking about growing up in the 80s, and it wasn't that way, and sir, I grew up in the 80s also, and it was one of my generations. I grew up in one of my decades, and I got to say, it was worse than it is now.
Do you think so, really?
You look at statistics, it was.
Yeah.
Detroit, D.C., Indiana, you know, you look at the areas, gun violence and violent crimes were higher then than they are now.
No. Well, listen, I can't grow up anywhere else than I grew up, and that was in the suburbs north of Boston when I was a kid. I don't know where you grew up, Doug. But it just wasn't
well.
All right, take it back to when you were. How old are you, Doug?
I'm 37.
Okay, I'm the same age as you, Doug. In high school, if there were kids that had a fight in your high school, okay, was there a possibility in your mind that one of those kids was going to bring out a gun?
Well, yeah, there's always that possibility, sir. But
Really? I mean, that would you remember that? You recall that through your head?
Completely honest with you, sir. I don't remember any big fights. Period. In high school.
Okay.
I mean, sure, there's occasionally, but you know, you're partly right. There wasn't this this. You know, I think this movie. You know, the I forget what it's called, where they go and videotape fights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what that's called, Dan? I mean. I don't understand how kids, you know, they'll try to emulate Hollywood in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we didn't have that exposure, Doug. I mean, we had cable television, but it wasn't nearly what we had. We had video games, but I had like an Atari 3600 or something. You know what I mean?
I did too. I remember Pong and all that.
Right. I had advanced versions of that. I'm reading the U.S. I just put it down. Oh, here it is. USA Today, this morning. There's a new sci-fi combat game. The name of it is Gears of War. It's for Xbox. I've never heard of this. It just sold more than 1 million copies in the USA and 2 million copies worldwide. Making it the best-selling game for Xbox 360 video games. Doug, we didn't have anything like that when we were kids. We didn't have Gears of War. When you know, listen, I don't know about you. I got picked on when I was in high school. I had a bully who was giving me a hard time. It wasn't instant in my head that I thought, well, I should shoot him. Or I should have any more violence than I guess I got to fight him, I guess. You know, that type of thing.
Do you think that any of these... you know, we're talking about children now and high school violence and stuff like that. Do you think any of that has to do with, you know, less punishment for kids, you know,
I think it's a whole cacophony of things. I think it starts at the top and it goes on down. It's what becomes acceptable in this country and society. And when that loosens up, and things become more acceptable. It's not just the hip-hop culture or just in the inner city. It obviously trickles out into the suburbs, and the way you react to things is with violence. It's the access to these weapons. It's, you know, I just go right to a president who is unwilling to use diplomacy and more than willing to put our troops in harm's way over something that who knows? Who knows what was going on in his head? And now we're in a situation where We're in the middle of a civil war, and that's what is exposed to our kids, depending on what exposure parents allow to be exposed to their kids, and it starts there, too. Listen, Doug, let me tell you something about these video games. You got kids, Doug?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, how old are your kids?
I have one. He is 29.
Okay. What supervision, if anything, do you allow with the video games?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of say in what he does because I'm divorced.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I get him twice a year, and I make sure he goes to church and everything. He's with me. He's, raised up the fear of God. It's the way we are,
Well, listen, keep an eye on what he's doing with those silly video games, and I know it's a tough situation being a divorced dad. There's only so much you can do, but keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on it, for sure. Oh, I hate the video games. Hate them. I understand adults can play with them and do whatever you want rationally and fine, but, man, here it is. Front page USA Today. Gears of War. Bestseller. Yeah? Why are we more violent? I don't know. How's your Gears of War game? 303-713-7600. We go out to Andy Lindahl, who, this leads us into the Darren Williams situation where there's apparently some sort of fight, disagreement at a bar over New Year's, and the result is the murder of a Broncos player. Andy's at Dove Valley right now. Andy, what's the scene out there?
Surreal, frankly.
Yeah.
Darren, I've covered this team for quite a while now, and I've never seen police officers waiting to greet you as you enter the parking lot like there are today. Definitely a heavy Arapahoe County Sheriff's presence here today, I'm sure for numerous reasons. Mm-hmm. Also some makeshift memorials under that big Denver Broncos sign with the helmet that a lot of the TV people like to do their one-shots in front of.
Right.
You see an OSU football left for Darren, some makeshift cards, bouquets of flowers. And then you head to the front door of the facility, and there's another little memorial that has some candles burning. And the thing that caught me, and probably you as well as a father, is there's a little poster made out to Darren. And on that poster, a child's handwriting saying, "I'm really going to miss watching you, Darren." Mm. And it was signed Joseph. So I hope Joseph can learn to accept one day why his favorite football player was taken from him prematurely. But that's the scene out here, very somber mood. It looks the way that they're going to handle this today, and I think it's the right way to do it, is we're expecting to hear from Coach Shanahan at some point. I guess there's a team meeting at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then they may bring a couple players to us to the press room where they hold all their press conferences instead of letting us go into the locker room, which I think is probably the right decision.
Well, I think that is the right decision, and you want your team leaders, and if I had to guess, I'd say it's going to be somebody like John Lynch or somebody along that line. Who's capable of talking about it. Obviously, we want to hear from Mike Shanahan, hear what he has to say. That's the right way to handle it. That seems about right.
You have a group of news people out here that you've got your sports guys and your news guys, and this story transcends into both.
Right.
And I think, there's different ways of doing things depending on how often you're around these guys, and you wouldn't want someone that's out here just grabbing the story for the day.
Right.
Inadvertently doing something to upset or set off a player in that locker room.
Is Javon Walker there today, Andy? Do you know that?
I can't confirm that he is. I have not seen him for myself. They're not allowing us to sort of stake out the back lot like they were yesterday.
Okay.
So, and I'm sure it's exactly because of those photos that
was unbelievable.
They're shooing us away. So we'll see. I don't know, to be honest with you.
The photo and what Andy and I are talking about is of Javon Walker yesterday coming into Dove Valley, and his shirt was just splattered with blood. And it seems that, and maybe we'll find out later, that he just went right from whatever the crime scene to probably with the police right to Dove Valley. And we talked to Adam Schefter earlier, Andy, and his speculation is that, Javon Walker can't remember what happened, and Darren Williams died in his lap, and all this just absolutely gruesome, awful things to think about. All right, I appreciate it. Is there anything else we should know about today, or what's going on out there, Andy?
No, I would say nothing else of note. It's just kind of a wait-and-see game, and we'll wait to hear from somebody involved with the team.
All right, appreciate it. If you have more, please give us a call. We appreciate your coverage of what is a sad day. I am curious to hear what the players are going to say. I am curious what Mike Shanahan has to say about this. Wicked, wicked stuff. This culture of violence in this country just goes on and on and on. Happens locally, happens nationally, internationally. Tough way to start off 2007, that is for sure. The funeral of Gerald Ford going on. And hey, don't forget, we had a real fun hanging over the weekend as well. We'll get into that in a short time. I'm Darren McKee, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 8:32 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's check out Progressive Tracker. And for that, we go to Gina Michaels. Gina, what's happening?
Hey, thanks, Darren. We've got a wreck that just occurred southbound 25 right near 20th. So watch out for that if you were trying to get into the downtown area. We also had a car spin off the highway near Alameda, but they were pulling that one out of the way. Otherwise, our commute really starting to thin out and in most areas. Not too bad downtown, but westbound I-70 still sluggish. Peoria to 225, eastbound C-470 stacked up from Broadway to University.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlighten Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449.
Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Tonight on Fox, the Tostitos Bowl Bash continues with the greatest events in college football. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl, featuring two teams in search of respect, recognition, and BCS glory. The Louisville Cardinals look to star quarterback Ryan Braun to finish off an amazing season. But the hard-hitting Wake Forest Demon Deacons have proven their defense can handle the challenge. The Big East champs, the ACC champs. Two teams enjoying their best seasons ever, but only one will go home as champion of the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl. And don't miss tomorrow night when the Notre Dame Fighting Irish battle the LSU Tigers in the All-State Sugar Bowl. Fox brings you the biggest games in college football, and tonight it's Louisville and Wake Forest. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl in HD, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 6 on Fox 31.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All I know is that they went to a club and he got shot. That's all I know. And I told my kids about 8-something this morning before when it started coming on the news because they were still asleep. So I waited to tell them.
That is Tierra Leonard, who is the mom of Darren Williams' two kids, 7-year-old and a 3- or 4-year-old. Heartbreaking. You know, Darren Williams came from kind of a rough upbringing. Obviously, he has a 7-year-old and he was 24. You know, he had a kid when he was 17 and still probably in high school. Not the easiest thing in the world, that's for sure. Probably overcame a lot of odds to get where he was, although he was a standout player at Oklahoma State. He was a teammate of Tatum Bell's there. have friends up here from high school. You know, it must be quite the thing. Quite the thing. If you come from a poor neighborhood, a lot of odds stacked against you. Quite the thing for one of your boys to become a professional football player. That must be an awful proud moment. 24 years old. His kids are back in Texas and Fort Worth. And I know, hey, listen, that's not the ideal way to be. Ideally, it's married and your kids and the whole thing. But listen, it is what it is. You can only, the guy overcame the odds. He's supporting his family. He's doing the best by them, the best he could. He's grown as a young adult. You know, if you had to advise these professional athletes, it's just stay out of things in terms of promoting parties. You're too much of a target. But hey, listen, you're 24. That's a lesson you think you would learn as time goes on. It's easy to sit back here in perspective. We've seen it. You know, you're a little bit older. You see that there's nothing but trouble for these guys. They are targets. They're not better than anybody else, but they're able to afford certain things. Could you afford a $250 an hour limo on New Year's Eve? Could you do that? You did things at 24 that you wouldn't do now. You're a little bit older. You have a little more perspective. You bring your friends up. You know, there's alcohol going on. You're having a good time. We have a ridiculous system here in Denver, I think, in terms of the way they let bars out. They've got to change. I don't know how you change that, but they've got to change that somehow. You can't just allow these bars to pour everybody out at the same time. The chances of violence are too much. You know, I was out one night. Maybe twice in my life have I been in the Lodo area at that time of night. And both times there was fights. See, it's just not fights now, is it? Fights might happen. Arguments might happen, but there's retaliation in terms of gun violence now. Jesus, just a spectator of this, I was probably in more danger than I'd like to think. Yeah, they've got to change that. I don't know what the exact solution is. Let the people hang around longer. Just let people just poop themselves out. But throwing everybody out into the streets when they've been drinking right up until the moment they go out in the streets, that's not a solution. So this disagreement happens. Limos are lined up out front of this club as well as cars and cabs. And Darren Williams gets in with some of his pals from high school, and Javon Walker's along. And there's a couple of women. How about this story, huh? There's a couple of women, CU students, young, 21-year-old, couple of them. And can you add, that's a flattering thing, I guess. Somebody from the Broncos said, hey, you want to ride in this fancy limousine down to their car, which is like six blocks away. Said, sure, of course. Why wouldn't they say yes? And then the CU student, can you believe this story? And they're not releasing her name yet, but the story is that she gets a cell phone call. She can't hear the person on the phone. She bends over. She just sort of bends at the waist to bends over to hear the person a little bit better, as you would if it was loud or there's a crowd around you. You know how you can picture that, huh? Bend over, cup your, you know, put the phone right up to your ear, that type of thing. And at the moment, as she's just bent over a little bit, bullets come through the window. One of them hitting Darren Williams in the neck and killing him instantly. Having him die right in the lap of Javon Walker, his Broncos teammate. A bullet actually catching her in the skull. In the head, lodges up a part of a bullet that ricochets off something, hits her in the head. Doctors say that she's going to be okay, but that they're not sure if they're just going to leave it in there or take it out. It might be just better for her health-wise just to leave it in. And there you go. In a moment, people's lives are changed forever. Because of what? Because of some foolish disagreement about who's standing where in line, about being disrespected somehow. The culture of violence in this country is out of control. Out of control. And as we watch the funeral of Jerry Ford right here, I see Dick Cheney coming down the aisle as one of the honorary pallbearers. I think how repulsive this administration's behavior has been in terms of the preponderance of violence in a situation where it was unnecessary, and that we're on the brink of even more so with the, and I have, you know, to me, I have no doubts that their plan is the surge. Surge. Have you read the Iraq Study Group report? Have you? Even Gerald Ford was calling for more diplomacy in an area that wasn't threatening our national security. Gates, the new rummy, was asked about who our real threat is. It's Saddam Hussein. It's Osama bin Laden. Reports out today on CNN saying that there's going to be a renewed search for Osama bin Laden. Oh, great. Thanks a lot. The hanging of Saddam, he's not a good guy. Meeting his maker is, you know, fine by me, I guess. But it's that revenge style. That's what it was. There's no diplomacy. There's no justification. You know, honestly, wouldn't it have been better to hold Saddam accountable, lock him away in prison forever, and just have him melt away as an old man and die in prison? Yeah, let's hang him. Let's hang everybody. You don't get any kind of reconciliation. And now we find out that the Prime Minister, Maliki, has a different, you know, agenda than Talabani, the president. One a Sunni, one a Shiite. Shiite being Maliki. That these Sunnis and Shiites can't get their holy days or whatever their holidays are synced up on the same time. You know, it's the hanging is done in somebody's, I don't know, grandma's basement, where who knows can come in with a cell phone video of the hang. It's just a mess from start to finish. And we can't even get in control of the U.S. custody. Saddam was in U.S. custody for so long, we can't even get in control how they hang him. We couldn't even figure that out. But their answer, you wait and see. It'll be to put more troops out there. I heard John Edwards call it the McCain Doctrine, and that's setting up John Edwards to run against John McCain. This is happening as we're watching Gerald Ford's body being carried down the Washington National Cathedral right now. And as his body passes by President Bush, I hope Bush is thinking about what he's got in store for him in the next couple years. And the fact that the man who is about a foot away from George Bush right now, from his deathbed, was calling out the sins of George Bush from the grave. That's something to think about, isn't it? 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee, in for J. Marvin. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a fairly tough ride. We've had a lot of freeway problems and most of those out of the way. We just had a brand new one, southbound 25, right near 20th. Watch out for a fender bender in that area if you're making your way south of I-70 toward downtown. Also seeing a lot of slowdowns along I-70 out of Aurora and from Wheat Ridge toward your I-25 corridor. You won't have any trouble on I-25 through the Tech Center, but we still had some stop and go from 104th to 84th, and both the Boulder Turnpike and C-470 are chock full on the eastbound lanes in the usual areas. Weather today, looking for lots of sunshine, much warmer, high of 43. Right now, partly cloudy, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The three...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Snakes on a Plane starring Samuel L. Jackson, The Covenant, and Love's Abiding Joy. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The Video Station, 28th Street in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet Academy of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers, offering world-class ballet training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Located just two blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. visit nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit, call 1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has investors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free investor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you ever dreamed of? Now you can. Tori says,
my income goes up every day. My check goes up every month. I now make six figures in my pajamas. It's just amazing. I can walk into a store and buy something without looking at the price tag. It is just a totally different lifestyle.
Go to homebiz2006.com and order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package, shipping not included. Log on to homebiz2006.com. homebiz2006.com.
New Emergency Immune Defense is packed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, plus zinc and other immune boosters to bolster your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched the doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I'll make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency Immune Defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at it. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes away from 9 o'clock. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our phone number 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. After the news at the top of the hour, Jameson Fosier, the Managing Director of Media Matters for America, wants to tell you about the most outrageous comments of the year. CNN's coverage of John Edwards' announcement. Apparently that was met with some disapproval by them. We'll follow up on that. I saw John Edwards with George Stephanopoulos. I thought it came off great, actually. Yeah, that's an interesting posse. He picked a nice time, nice window to get himself some attention. And maybe even the Saddam execution. That's been fun fodder. Let's go out to Dave in Denver. Good morning, Dave. You're on the Jay Marvin Show, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Darren. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, I think really the culture of violence is one of the two responses one would expect when, like, the rich and powerful don't want to enforce the law and obey the law on themselves.
Are you going back to Ford pardoning Nixon? Or are you going?
Well, it's Ford pardoning Nixon. It's the Darren Williams killing. Mm. It's really Leona Helmsley laughing and say laws only apply to little people. Okay, everywhere you look in our society, we give lip service. We give lip service to the fact that the rich and powerful should obey the law. But when push comes to shove, the laws don't apply to the rich and powerful. I mean, the police within our society should be the examples. They should be the exemplars of power obeying law.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we see time after time after time the police murdering people and getting away with it.
What example are you picking out there, Dave?
Well, how about the shooting that just happened in Lakewood, where someone really reports a vehicle stolen? The police are walking up when they find the vehicle, and when one of the officers slips and falls, the other officer shoots the suspect. Oh, he was going to fall under the vehicle, and the vehicle was going to squish him. That's BS. That's a load of crap. There was a thing on TV last night about, well, the police murdering people during Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the police, the official police said that the person who was shot had turned and was pulling something from his waistband, and the officer shot him one time.
Well, those police...
The autopsy showed seven shots in the man's back, and the witnesses all said, oh, no. He had the man had his hands up and was walking away and was shot.
Well, those officers were charged, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, or where is that case right now?
The problem is that I don't know exactly the specifics of where that case is now. But when it makes TV big time, you know that there's lots of people who are upset at the police pushing it under the rug.
Well, there were mistakes, huge mistakes.
No, those aren't mistakes. Those are lies. It's just like here in the Ishmael Mena case. Okay? The officer, Joe Beeney, lied on his warrant to the judge, and that's how the judge got him. That's why the judge granted the warrant. That wasn't a mistake.
Well, Dave, what's your point here? I mean, where are you going with these examples? What if you were to sum up what your point is here? What would it be?
Is that we have got to demand of the leaders within our society, not only the police, but I mean the political leaders, the business leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The really religious leaders, because every one of those categories, most of us can pull a dozen examples out of our pocket that just show the rich and powerful using their influence to get away when they should be sanctioned and punished.
Yeah,
lose their
job. That's why I'm not buying the pardon was the best thing for the country. You hear a lot of talk about that this week.
Who else did he pardon, Darren, that I haven't heard mentioned?
Well, I'm talking about Gerald Ford pardoning.
That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Who else did Gerald Ford pardon that's not even being mentioned?
That's a good question. I don't even know, Dave.
Draft dodgers. And who were most of the draft dodgers? Were they basically poor kids from the bad side of the tracks?
Probably.
No, I don't think so. In my experience, most of the draft dodgers were who had money to let them live in Canada.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Hey, Senior is up at the podium here. Curious what Senior Bush asks. John, can we get that up? Can we hear what...
In June of 1948... when he made plans with a reporter to visit the dairy farmers in western Michigan's congressional district,
whatever.
It was pouring rain that particular day, and neither the journalists nor the farmers had expected the upstart candidate to keep his appointment.
No?
And yet he showed up on time because he explained to the journalists, they milk cows every day, and besides that, I promised. Long before he arrived in Washington, Gerald Ford's word was good.
Uh-huh.
During the three decades of public service that followed his arrival in our nation's capital, time and again, he would step forward and keep his promise.
I promise.
Even the dark clouds of political crisis gathered over America.
You criminal.
After a deluded gunman assassinated President Kennedy, our nation turned to Gerald Ford and a select handful of others to make sense of that madness. And the conspiracy theorists can say what they will, but the Warren Commission report will always have the final, definitive say on this tragic matter. Why? Because Gerry Ford put his name on it, and Gerry Ford's word was always good. A decade later, when scandal forced a vice president from office, President Nixon turned to the minority leader in the House to stabilize his administration because of Gerry Ford's sterling reputation for integrity within the Congress.
You want me to be the what?
A political ally and adversary alike.
Okay.
Jerry Ford's word was always good. And, of course, when the lie that was Watergate was finally laid bare, once again, we entrusted our future and our hopes to this good man.
But let the criminal go.
The very sight of Chief Justice Burger administering the oath of office to our 38th president instantly restored the honor of the Oval Office and helped America begin to turn the page on one of our saddest chapters.
Let a crook go free.
As Americans, we generally eschew notions of the indispensable man, and yet during those traumatic times, few, if any, of our public leaders could have stepped into the breach and rekindled our national faith,
really,
as did President Gerald R. Ford.
I don't know.
History has a way of matching man and moment, and just as President Lincoln's stubborn devotion to our Constitution kept the Union together during the Civil War, and just as FDR's optimism was the perfect antidote to the despair of a Great Depression, so too can we say that Jerry Ford's decency was the ideal remedy for the deception of Watergate.
I'm not buying it. I'm sorry. I don't necessarily mean to be disrespectful, but it's ringing a bit hollow. I don't buy it. The pardoning a good thing? No. Sorry. 303-713-7600. Your calls are welcome. Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America joins us after the news. Darren McKeon for J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Travelocity presents the Great Spontaneity Sale.
It's good to be spontaneous.
Get a flight and two-night hotel stay for as little as $199.
From $199? Let's go.
Get great deals on weekend getaways, even if it's last minute.
For $199, who wouldn't want to get away?
Book now.
No time like the present.
Spur-of-the-moment travel packages from $199. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Cheers to a blue year. Happy New Year from all of us at AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Barry Bagnato, live at the National Cathedral in Washington. A sad gathering of America's presidents and other dignitaries and friends of Gerald Ford, the 38th Chief Executive of the United States. At his funeral here, all turned and faced the long center aisle of this massive cathedral as Ford's flag-draped casket was carefully carried to the foot of the altar, near where his widow Betty holds her head with her usual dignity. Son Jack is among those participating, reading from the scripture.
Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
The honorary pallbearers include many who worked under Ford at the White House. Vice President Dick Cheney, looking downcast. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. In his eulogy coming shortly here, President Bush will recall a man who displayed, quote, the optimism and generosity that made him one of America's most beloved leaders. I'm Barry Bagnato, live at the National Cathedral in Washington.
This is Steve Futterman in Grand Rapids. Once the body arrives here today, it will be taken through the streets of Grand Rapids to the Ford Presidential Museum. The people in this town are ready to salute their favorite son.
He's been here all of his life, just like the rest of us. Grew up here.
The body will be placed inside the museum, where it will lie in repose overnight. Tomorrow, the final farewells. There will be a local funeral service. Then Mr. Ford will be laid to rest in a small hillside memorial overlooking the Grand River. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I'm Nick Young. Ongoing bloodshed in Iraq has cost the life of another American soldier, and in today's attacks, at least 7 Iraqis are dead. It is the Iraqi people who are bearing the brunt of the violence. Here's CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston in Baghdad.
The Iraqi government says civilian deaths for 2006 reached 12.
12,320, and that's just an estimate. Officials acknowledge the actual total may be higher. In December alone, 1,930 Iraqi civilians were killed. That's 3.5 times the number in January.
In western Kansas, pilots are back in the air looking for motorists stranded by a massive storm that dumped up to 30 inches of snow in some places. Southeastern Colorado was also hard hit. In the town of Lamar, this woman who gave her name as Ann says neighbors in her apartment complex are sharing amongst themselves.
We were all knocking on each other's door asking for, you know, if each other had toilet paper, milk, the necessities. And if people had it, they were giving it.
A reading may be a good thing for children, but new research suggests articles on dieting read by teenage girls can lead to unhealthy weight loss practices later. Harvard's Dr. Allison Field says the magazine send conflicting signals.
Even when they would publish an article on something such as the severity of eating disorders and how these are very serious disorders, on the next page there will be an article about how to lose weight or pictures of very thin models. And I think the pictures probably overwhelm any other message that these people get from the magazines.
This is CBS News.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalones.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix! It's that easy.
I actually walk to work. I run around a lot. You know, living in New York. Like to jog. Well, I have been known to sleepwalk. I sleep with my socks on. Is that weird?
Newsmatch.com username is Buddy20, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look. Whether it's Buddy20 or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Impromptu memorials are springing up in two locations this morning following the tragic New Year's Day shooting death of Broncos cornerback Derrick Williams. Balloons, teddy bears, flowers, signs, candles among the items being left at the crime scene and in front of the Broncos Dove Valley headquarters in Englewood. Those memorials appeared in the hours after Williams was shot and killed inside a Humvee limo early yesterday morning, apparently after some kind of altercation at a nightclub. Broncos insider Adam Schefter says there's also new information on how the 24-year-old Williams died.
The way it was told to me is that Darren Williams died in the lap of Javon Walker. And Javon Walker was so stunned that he doesn't even remember any of the events that transpired literally right in front of him.
Police still say they have no suspects and no real motive to go on. A funeral's planned Saturday in Fort Worth, Texas. That's where Williams grew up and his two children live. And the Army is getting serious about video games. Computer simulators are being used down at Fort Carson to recreate M1 tanks. Simulators cost the Army $50 million, but Staff Sergeant Robert Pagan, who runs the program, feels it's money well spent. He says the computer simulation helps to save lives, not to mention fuel. Cost of operating an M1 tank, $180 a mile. The soldiers say the only thing the computers can't replicate is the smell of being inside that tank. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we still have a couple of late morning problems. A bus versus car crash southbound Santa Fe just after C-470 and a rollover accident on E-470 at I-76. Otherwise, starting to shake loose from the commute, you should start to see traffic getting pretty much back to normal. Weather today, lots of sun, much warmer, high of 43. Right now, partly cloudy, 16.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
This is Denver, Colorado, although we do enter 2007 with heavy hearts. And as we're trying to come to grips with the ridiculous violence that hit our city with the killing, the murder of Darren Williams of the Denver Broncos. Meanwhile, we're just watching video and cell phone coverage of Saddam's hanging. In the midst of this, we have the number over 3,000 of U.S. troops killed in Iraq, and we're watching live play-by-play coverage of the Gerald Ford funeral. So we're not, it's not exactly peppy stuff we're bringing in the new year with, but we're bringing in Jameson Fosier. I'm in for Jay Marvin. It's nice to have you on. J-Mo, I understand they call you J-Mo. Is that right?
It is right, Darren.
And Jay, by the way, just to let you know, J-Mo, that he had gastric bypass surgery over the weekend, and we wish him the best, and he'll be back at it when he can be back at it. But meanwhile, we sit here and reflect back on 2006. What a year, Jay. How would you categorize 2006?
Deeply, deeply strange.
What kind of moments stand out? I'm on MediaMatters.org. You have the most outrageous comments of 2006. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. We're just back to work after a bit of a week off. But
yeah.
But before we left, we posted a list of some of the most outrageous comments of the year from various conservatives in the media. One of my favorites, if that's the right word, I think, is CNN headline news host Glenn Beck, who was interviewing.
He's a conservative in sheep's clothing, right? He's we have to be wary of him a little bit. Is that right?
Well, I don't know exactly how you'd characterize him. I think sometimes sort of avoids the conservative label, but when you listen to him talk, it's hard to avoid calling him that.
Right.
He specializes in really just outrageous, provocative comments, and he made one of those in interviewing Keith Ellison, who's a new member of Congress from Minnesota and a Muslim. And Beck said to him, "Okay, no offense, I know Muslims, I like Muslims. With that being said, you're saying it's cut and run. I have to tell you." I've been nervous about this interview with you because what I feel like saying is, sir, prove to me that you're not working with our enemies.
Yeah, that's insulting and insane all at the same time.
Yeah, and this is a guy who CNN decided to give a program to. Let's keep in mind this is not Fox News. This is CNN.
Yeah.
We've come to expect that sort of behavior out of Fox and out of Rush Limbaugh and folks like that, but more and more we're seeing it in news outlets like CNN and others that are supposed to be reasonable.
What was Ellison's response to that?
Yeah, I think he was a little bit stunned by it, as you would expect. That was actually the first among the first in what became a long line of conservative commentators making just really extraordinary comments about Ellison based on him being a Muslim. There was a big little mini controversy over whether or not he would use the Bible during his swearing in,
right,
or whether he'd use the Quran.
Right.
And then, of course, we saw a flare-up of the same kind of thing around Barack Obama over the last several weeks. So out of conservative commentators making note of the fact that his middle name is Hussein and that his last name sounds like Osama, and not just conservative commentators. Again, on CNN, Jeff Greenfield and Jeannie Moose did pieces about it. The most over the top, though, is also on our top outrageous comments list. It was a right-wing pundit named Debbie Schlossel who said that...
Where do we not listen to her at?
She's a sort of radio host, and she has a blog, and she's on Fox and MSNBC a lot. And she said that since Barack Obama seems to be a Muslim, we have to wonder where his loyalties will be, and is this a man we want as president when we're fighting the war of our lives against Islam? And suggested that he may have, some sort of psychological need to prove himself to his absent Muslim father.
Amazing, amazing. So if we can't trust any Muslim, well, obviously all Muslims must be fighting against us, obviously, and they're not to be trusted one
sure.
way or the other.
It's worth keeping in mind, by the way, not that it should matter, but it's worth keeping in mind that Barack Obama is not a Muslim. He's Christian.
Well, that's an important point, though, isn't it?
Well,
overlooked
in this case by this pundit. She sort of glossed right over that. She stipulated that he strongly identifies as a Christian, but he's got an absent Muslim father, so he must really actually be regardless of what he thinks, Muslim and against us in the war on terror.
These are great. These are the most outrageous comments. What are a couple others that catch your attention? I love going through this, though. It's funny.
John Gibson over on Fox News told viewers, white viewers, that is, that it was their duty to make more babies. And he explained that, according to him, half of the kids in this country under 5 years old are minorities. By far the greatest number are Hispanic. You know what that means, 25 years, and the majority of the population is Hispanic. And he explains that this is happening because Hispanics are having more kids than anybody else. Right. So it is the duty, according to John Gibson, for his white viewers to make more babies so they can catch up.
I'll have to apologize to John Gibson because I have two great kids and I got a vasectomy, and I'm sitting there and I'm a good white guy and I got a good white wife. I should be pumping out 7-8 kids.
I think you're letting him down.
I apologize to you, John Gibson. Who is the misinformer of the year? I saw this. A bit of a surprise, all in all.
Well, in our first 2 years, we named individuals. Our first year, it was Bill O'Reilly, and it's always hard to argue against him.
No.
And our second year, it was Chris Matthews, after he spent the year making comments like, everybody likes Bush except the real wackos on the left.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we chose an entire network. We chose ABC, both for the things they did, like broadcasting the path to 9/11, which was that sham mockumentary about September 11th,
mm-hmm.
that included a lot of cheap and false shots at the Clinton administration, blaming them for September 11th, and also let the Bush administration off the hook, but also for just a series of things that they're on-air people and some of their behind-the-scenes people did and said that were wildly inappropriate. Mark Halperin, who's their political director,
mm-hmm.
Really, I think, illustrated nicely what's wrong with ABC or what they did wrong this year. He wrote a book with a Washington Post reporter named John Harris in which he actually said that in 2000 the media gave Al Gore a raw deal, and that's a big part of why he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that was refreshing to see. Anybody who's familiar with the media coverage of Gore, all the obsessive coverage of what color clothes he was wearing,
right.
and the claims that he was exaggerating, know that he was treated differently than other presidential candidates have been. But what's extraordinary is that Halperin then blamed Gore for it and then proceeded on his book tour to make the rounds of right-wing talk radio in particular. And also Fox News, he went on O'Reilly's show, and he kept telling these hosts things like, we in the media need to prove to conservatives that we're not biased against them. Now, here's a guy who has just written a book
mm-hmm.
in which he has said that the media
yeah.
treated unfairly the Democratic presidential candidate in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and he says that they need to prove to conservatives that they're not biased against them.
Maybe.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah. Who oversees this week with Stephanopoulos? Is he overseeing that? Is he in charge of that whatsoever? Is
you know, I don't know that Halperin has a supervisory role over this week with Stephanopoulos. Halperin's sort of most famous contribution to ABC is that he's the lead writer of a product they produce every day called The Note. That's sort of a summary of that day's news with a lot of their editorial comments about what's going on and what's important and who's successful and who isn't. And it's that's the thing for which he's best known, but he's their political director and is sort of their all-around, you know, supposed expert on political issues.
Well, I bring that up because I saw Edwards on Stephanopoulos this week. I thought Edwards came off great with Stephanopoulos, but I'm hearing that the CNN coverage was a bit different.
CNN coverage was extraordinary. He did Edwards did an interview with CNN on Friday, and Ed Henry and Suzanne Alvo jointly interviewed him. They didn't ask him a single question about the economic message that he seems to be making the centerpiece of his campaign. They didn't even ask him a single question that was sort of an open-ended effort to give him a chance to articulate his position on any issue. Every question was a very loaded gotcha kind of question. Questions like, you want to pull 40,000 troops out of Iraq? Do you just want to give up? Aren't you giving Al-Qaeda exactly what they want? How do you support this when so many commanders on the ground say it's not the right thing to do? Why shouldn't the American people believe this is simply a convenient message, a flip-flop on your part, if you will, to win the vote? Why do you think your message of two Americas is going to resonate? It's no longer a fresh or new idea. And then at the end, Ed Henry finally gets to a mention of poverty. He says, Senator, as the last question, you've talked about ending poverty, but you know the attacks are there already. The Republicans say you're a wealthy trialer. They use that as a negative. The New York Post is talking about you buying a $3.1 million beach house. Do you have an image problem? That's the question. Not what do you want to do to end poverty. Do you have an image problem? Now, John McCain's rich. Rudy Giuliani's rich. Do you think when they formally kick off their presidential campaigns and go on CNN, Ed Henry's going to say, John McCain, you're not talking much about poverty. Is that because you're rich and out of touch?
Well, is that a axe to grind, or is that I'm going to confront anybody I talk to?
Well, that's the thing. If it was consistent, you would at least say, yeah, you know, this is consistent. I took a quick look back at a recent John McCain interview on CNN. This is from September, and by contrast, the questions that Wolf Blitzer asked McCain were all very very leading and very supportive, whereas with Edwards, the questions were, all of these people disagree with you, how can you possibly support it? Here's an actual question for John McCain. Colin Powell, among other U.S. retired military personnel, agree with you that if this doesn't change, and then he goes on, you speak with a little authority on this as a former POW yourself in Vietnam, but go into a little more specific details. Why do you think the fighting men and women of the United States could be endangered if the president gets his way? So this Blitzer question to McCain is all it props up McCain's credibility, mm-hmm, and then asks him an open-ended question, tell us why you think this.
Right.
The questions to Edwards are the complete opposite.
It's Jameson Fosher from MediaMatters.org. I love the website. Back at it. Lots to do. I don't know if you've got one eye out watching the Ford funeral right now. We're sort of got our eye on that, carrying the play-by-play coverage of the Ford funeral. Is there anything we should be watching for Gerald Ford? I'm actually kind of surprised there's not more, sort of putting him down from the right-wingers, to be honest with you, after from the grave he was critical of the Bush administration.
Well, there was a bit of that initially. Bill Bennett took to CNN to trash Ford for,
right,
essentially being a coward in saying this in a way that he couldn't be challenged on it. So there was a little bit of that from the right. I thought it was interesting that in watching, I think I was watching CNN's coverage the first day or so afterwards. It was quite a while before anyone even got around to raising the question of whether or not Ford should have said something sooner, or should have allowed his smart remarks to be published while he was still alive, and whether that may have saved lives. I think it's somewhat understandable whenever a president dies or somebody like this dies, the media coverage is going to be generally positive. I think we all remember, Nixon's funeral. The coverage of that was quite positive, and in a lot of ways glossed over what he had done wrong.
But Ford put himself in that position, I suppose, with his interview with Bob Woodward, knowing that it would come out, soon after his death.
He did. And again, it was interesting to me to see that there was initially at least very little questioning from the media of whether he should have done this sooner, and with the effects that might have been. Likewise, we're seeing a lot of people talking about his pardon of Nixon being this great event that healed America.
I'm watching Woodward on Meet the Press, and he's all talking about how it was the right thing to do, and it was catching me by surprise, to be honest with you.
Right. There's another side to that, which is it can very well be argued that the sort of preemptive pardon of Nixon that circumvented and closed off any investigation actually prevented healing and prevented Nixon from having to acknowledge what he had done.
Right.
And
that's
laid
right.
the groundwork for later preemptive pardons. When the first Bush pardoned people who had not yet been convicted in Iran-Contra, that cut off investigations.
It set the wrong precedent. And I don't buy that, we had to get over things. I think we could have, that's like treating Americans like a bunch of babies. I think you could have been healed just as much by putting Nixon in prison, and even if it took a couple years to do it.
I think you certainly could have been more healed if the process had played out in a way that Nixon either had to acknowledge guilt or was found guilty. But the notion that it was a healing event at the time, I think, is belied by the polling that happened at the time. It was a very unpopular decision, and it caused Ford's approval rating to plummet.
Yep.
So that's a strange way to heal the country, I guess.
Hey, Jameson Fosher from MediaMatters.org, we appreciate your time with us today. Have a good 2007. We'll wish for the best and try to stay optimistic, as optimistic as we can. You keep watching out for the bad guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Take care, man.
All right. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Your live Gerald Ford coverage continues. President Bush is speaking right now. It's just a roll tape on him, Turk, and see what he's coming up with.
And the Voting Rights Act in the United States Congress.
Gerald Ford showed his character and the devotion to his family.
Oh, boy, he must be just kidding.
On the day he became president, he told the nation, I am indebted to no man.
Yeah, except Nixon.
And only to one woman, my dear wife.
Okay.
By then, Betty Ford had a pretty good idea of what marriage to Gerald Ford involved.
Well, him telling half-truths, I guess.
After all, their wedding had taken place less than three weeks before his first election to the United States Congress.
I'm terrible. Let's take a quick break, and back with your calls.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Your immune system. So even at this time of year, you can go out there and live on the edge.
I touched the doorknob with my bare hand. I'm not washing it either.
We're going on a beach vacation in the North Atlantic this February. The kids can't wait.
I make snow angels naked. Watch.
Emergency immune defense. So your immune system is ready for whatever you throw at it. Now in the cough, cold, or vitamin C aisle of fine retailers everywhere.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Jay had successful gastric bypass surgery. He'll come back when he's, you know, ready to come back. This is my only day here, though, but I'm privileged to be sitting in Jay's chair. Really appreciate it. Phone lines are open at 303-713-7600. We're doing ongoing coverage of the Gerry Ford funeral. President Bush at the podium now. Mr. Turk, let's hear what the president has to say. Let's...
Yeah, this past year in California.
Tell a little anecdote
here.
He
was still smiling.
Yeah?
Still counting himself lucky to have Betty at his side.
Sure.
And still displaying the optimism and generosity that made him one of America's most beloved leaders.
Think about stabbing you in the back.
And so on behalf of a grateful nation, we bid farewell to our 38th president. We thank the Almighty for Gerald Ford's life, and we ask for God's blessings on Gerald Ford and his family.
And there the... You don't applaud, huh? You don't applaud at the end of that? Now he's walking off and thinking about how Jerry Ford from the grave... Right. Can you imagine his thoughts when he heard that tape for the first time? Can you imagine? I bet it was the last thing he expected. I mean, everybody, and plenty of Republicans have been critical of the president in the war, but I bet the last person he expected to be critical of him was Jerry Ford from the grave. 303-713-7600. Kevin, you're on AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I was just watching the funeral, and I happen to be watching closed captioning.
Okay.
And so I might have missed this otherwise, but the priest was up there and was talking about him and the saints and going to heaven and God and the saints. And then all of a sudden, the fellowship of the eye. What is the fellowship of the eye?
I have no idea.
And why do all of our presidents seem to go to a church where they talk about the fellowship of the eye?
You think this is some sort of secret group that they all... I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it. And I don't know, maybe the closed captioner missed it. I'd love to get a transcript and double-check this. But the fellowship of the eye, when he's talking about the saints and heaven and the fellowship of the eye.
Oh,
I'm real
it.
Curious as to what they're talking about.
I smell some sort of conspiracy thing here, Turk. You gotta Google it. The fellowship of the eye. You gotta get on the fellowship of the eye. Who knows what that is?
What
skull and bones, skullduggery? Who knows what's going on there with the fellowship of the eye?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
I have no idea. Why were you? You got to turn the volume up then. Maybe, I don't know. Who's typing what? Things, crazy stuff. Fellowship of the Eye. Who knows? All the conspiracy talk. I love the conspiracy talk. I mean, I think it's kooky for the most part, but you never know what the Fellowship of the Eye is all about. Well, as we continue our play-by-play coverage of the Ford funeral, we have Betty, and, you know, she's sad. And that's appropriate. And now some, you know, I do imagine that Clinton is sitting there. Clinton must be sitting there saying, nah, I'm not going to do it this way. Here's what's happening, what I'm going to do. Because I think Clinton, you know, absolutely thinks he'll have a spectator's viewpoint of this. I guarantee you, and I love Clinton, but I guarantee you it's going to be a bigger deal. You know, they're allowed to sort of dictate exactly what happens. You know, at their funeral. And one thing for Ford, I'll give him this, is that he's a humble man. No doubt about it. He's keeping things relatively simple. Reagan's was much more elaborate. And, oh boy, can you imagine the carnival when Clinton finally goes? Which, who knows? Clinton might last forever, though. Clinton may live forever. You never know. 303-713-7600. We have some. Should I take a break first or go to? Oh, take a break. Oh, take the call. Okay. Let's go to Patsy in Denver. Yes.
Hi.
Fellowship of the Eye, Patsy. What do you have to say?
It's just a speculation. I've had older relatives who've been in the Masons.
Yes.
And the Great Eye, it's on the dollar bill.
Yes.
The pyramid. It might relate to that.
Well, you could be right, Patsy. You could be right. I'm watching one of the worst movies of all time, but I'm having some dentistry work done, which it just is. I'm forced to go once a week for a month. Ugh. I don't wish this on anybody. Well, maybe Cheney. But I just have to go. So they have a DVD there, and the worst movie is this. It's The National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. Have you seen this?
It's so bad.
It's so bad. You've seen it, though, right, Turk? It's a terrible movie. But, you know, I'm not, like, rushing. I'm saying to myself, well, once a week for a month, I guess I'll see the whole thing. And I have an appointment this week. I'm at the very end of this absolutely awful movie. But it's based on all this conspiracy stuff, like the eye on the dollar bill and the eagle and the this and the that and the other thing. And there's stuff written on the back of the Constitution that leads to some sort of fortune or something. Really bad movie. But, you know, I'm in a dentist chair. I might as well watch something. I'll keep an lookout for the Fellowship of the Eye when I'm getting my molars removed. Ugh. It is 9:32. Gina Michaels on traffic. Gina, what's happened out there this morning?
Hey, thanks, Aaron. Well, for the most part, traffic returning to normal around the city. We got a couple of problems in cleanup eastbound, or E-470, actually, at I-76, southbound Santa Fe, just after C-470. And eastbound I-70 has been tough all morning. It's just been really sluggish from Wheat Ridge all the way toward York. If I were you, too, I would watch your speed on I-25 through the tech center. But I think we can expect lighter traffic today, especially downtown, all of our federal offices is closed, of course, for this National Day of Mourning for President.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Tonight on Fox, the Tostitos Bowl Bash continues with the greatest events in college football. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl, featuring two teams in search of respect, recognition, and BCS glory. The Louisville Cardinals look to star quarterback Ryan Braun to finish off an amazing season. But the hard-hitting Wake Forest Demon Deacons have proven their defense can handle the challenge. The Big East champs, the ACC champs, two teams enjoying their best seasons ever. But only one will go home as champion of the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl. And don't miss tomorrow night when the Notre Dame Fighting Irish battle the LSU Tigers in the All-State Sugar Bowl. Fox brings you the biggest games in college football. And tonight it's Louisville and Wake Forest. It's the 2007 FedEx Orange Bowl in HD, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 6 on Fox 31.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:35, I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open lines at 303-713-7600. Yes, Gerald Ford is being memorialized here today. There you go. How do you think it came to be that the pardoning of Richard Nixon is now thought to be the right thing to have done? Where do you think that actually came from? And how has that happened? I'm amazed, to be honest with you. Because Because from what I understand, and again, you know, I'm 37-ish. Not quite 38. Can't put me in the grave yet. But just as a kid then, you know, my recollections of that era was of my own father just screaming about how terrible Nixon was, never forgiving Ford for the pardon. And now we're seeing people of that generation saying that, yeah, you know, it was okay. It was an okay thing to do. Was it? Do you think that that's what the country needed then? 303-713-7600. Was that the right thing? Was this a great man that we're just sort of appreciating now later in life? Will history remember it kindly that he did the right thing to get the country moving forward? Or do you think perhaps that this was maybe the beginning of non-accountability for presidents? The fact that, hey, if Nixon could get away with what he's doing, well, it's certainly not going to stand in my way of Iran-Contra. And unfortunately for President Clinton, I suppose, lying and, well, President Bush, of course, just lies. It seems that it makes him untouchable. And that's what I'm surprised by from hearing from the generation ahead of me. My folks' generation, that they were the protesters, they were the people that were right in the middle of things. Could this country have stood a trial of Richard Nixon? You know, I think they could have. I think we could have. I think that would have set a better precedent. It's almost as if, well, you know, this was, in retrospect, much more convenient for everybody. So let's do what's just much more convenient with everybody. It to me reeks of, well, let's just tell them that there's weapons of mass destruction. Let's just give the people, let's just get over it. Let's not make the hard decisions. 303-713-7600. Kissinger, who was thrown under the bus by Ford, sort of, by saying he had the thinnest skin in attendance with the other dignitaries, as the eulogies have been made. President Bush, Tom Brokaw, Kissinger, one of the sons of Gerald Ford. And now the body lies as music plays, and this process goes on where he'll be buried eventually in Michigan. Let's go to Al. Al, good morning. You're on AM 760. How you doing?
Fine. How about you?
I'm doing fine. What do you think about pardoning of Nixon?
It is not it's not the right thing to do. My question to you, then, is all treasonous activity the right thing to do? I mean, because let me frame this. I'm 56 years old.
Yeah.
I sat in front of the TV transfixed by the Irvin hearing. The man was going to be impeached, and the only reason why he quit is because they knew he was going to be impeached,
right,
and he would have been convicted in the Senate.
What were your feelings? It could set the scene for me back then, Al, when you found out a month after he took office that Gerald Ford had pardoned Richard Nixon.
I was fuming angry, and I still am. I mean, Nixon should not have been given the state funeral that he was given because, well, let me phrase this another way. Look what happened to the Rosenbergs. The Rosenbergs were convicted of treason in 1953, selling atomic secrets to the Russians.
Well, Al, I'm hearing from people in your generation that this was ultimately the right thing to do. I heard Bob Woodward say that this weekend.
Yeah, you know, Bob Woodward has become a turncoat in my estimation.
Are you surprised to hear people of your age, your generation, say these type of things? These people who despise Nixon somehow are coming around on this.
Absolutely I am. I think ultimately that Bush may be in the same precarious position because what he has done is treason with the committing of 3,000
yeah.
plus American lives, hundreds of billions, almost trillions of American dollars.
Yeah.
And are we going to give him a pass? Oh, that was the right thing to do. No.
Well, we're going to, I don't know, we'll see. I think we are going to give him a pass, to be quite honest with you, Al, because I think the progression will just be, let's get him just out of there and let's just move. I think he will get a pass, to be honest with you.
You know, he might get a pass.
Al, who is going to hold him accountable?
Well, you know, I heard an interesting comment of the weekend saying that can we hold him accountable as a private citizen?
Nah.
Can they come to pass as a get sued as a private citizen?
Listen, he's the worst president of all time. He's worse than Nixon in my estimation, and he's he'll just be done with. I don't know exactly what he'll be remembered for. I guess getting the U.S. into a ridiculous conflict with no logical escape. I mean, you know, here's the thing that I have a problem with the foreigners saying, well, he healed us, he got us over, next, that was all going to happen anyways. I mean, we were going to have to get out of Vietnam. We didn't have any choice. You know, whoever was there, to me, he's the ultimate, to a certain degree, patsy, because they knew that he would pardon Nixon because he was loyal to a fault, and they knew that he was just going to fall on the sword because there was no way a Republican was going to be elected president on the next election. It was just not going to happen.
That's right. You know, the next election gave us Gary Hart and Tim Wirth, and Pat Schroeder had won 2 years before. I mean, we had some strong liberal voices that, along with a series of others.
Hey Al, thanks for the call. Keep up the good fight. It's mind-boggling to see people just say, "Oh, hey, it's okay. Hey, yeah, just forgive Nixon. That's fine." 9:43. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Open lines 303-713-7600. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
So I got a decent drive around town on the highway. Seeing some crowding on I-70 eastbound, heading across that elevated portion. Perhaps quite a few trucks coming in, getting ready for the stock show, which starts later this week. But other than that, speeds are pretty good on the rest of I-70. Also on I-25, either side of downtown. Same with 225 across Aurora. No worries on 470 or 6th Avenue. Just keep in mind, watch your speeds on those on and off ramps. Still a lot of snow and ice on those. And the Boulder Turnpike still looking pretty good, though, in both directions for you, to and from Boulder. Weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, high in the upper 40s. Tonight, look for another cold night with a low of 15. Partly sunny, near 50 for tomorrow. Right now, it is 28 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly fat pill you take before bedtime. Relicor PM. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, you need Relicor PM. That's Relicor PM.
Defining your listening device.
Radio is an intimate medium.
With sincerity and passion.
Talk radio is a cult of personality.
AM 760 is your meeting place for debate.
You can disagree in America on politics and still be friends.
And your home for Al Franken.
I've been on the front lines here, my friends. I think I'm right in the mainstream of liberal American thought.
The Al Franken Show.
I think most Americans don't know it, but they're liberal.
Weekday mornings at 10.
I bring the funny.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-380-0500.
1-800-380-0502. That's 1-800-380-0502. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-380-0502.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Hey, Turk, you gotta change that. Bacon, Eggs, no more bacon and eggs. You got gastric bypass surgery. Successful.
Talking just fruit. I don't know, like a Cheerio. Jay did have successful surgery, and we'll be back soon. And that's really good news. So when he is ready to be back, he'll be back. I'm Darren McKee, and here for the next few minutes. Really my privilege to be in for Jay. Really appreciate it. Open lines at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Let's go right out to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. You're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Well, I've been listening to you, and people that say that pardoning Nixon was the right thing to do, I've never believed it, and to this day, I think Gerald Ford was an honorable man.
Yes.
But that's the one thing that he did wrong.
Yeah, I think he was loyal to a fault, and I think that's one of the reasons he was, you know, picked out to be in the position that he was at. I think he was a loyal man.
I agree.
But
the worst thing he ever did was to pardon Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
That man should have stood trial and should have been convicted and should have been in jail.
Sarah, why do you think other people are willing to cut that slack and then say, well, you know, in retrospect, it was the best thing for the country? Are you surprised by that? And why do you think they're saying things like that?
Edward Kennedy did the same thing.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
I mean, it's just unreal to me. You know, when they come along and Bill Clinton has consensual whatever with somebody, and impeachment for him.
Well, I agree. He shouldn't have been impeached. Shouldn't have done what he did, though, Sarah. It's not an excuse for what he did.
That's exactly right. But you know what? He didn't hurt anybody but his wife and his daughter.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. You're right. It wasn't anything worse, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's see what we got here. There will be a press conference at 2 o'clock surrounding Darren Williams with Mike Shanahan. So you might want to keep your ears out for that. I'm really feeling for the Broncos family and our own family. You know, it's they are professional athletes, and they have their own lives and own things. But, you know, they're our team. It's our family, isn't it? It's a violent society out there. It is something else. We'll see how the Broncos do dealing with this. This is something else. This is just not something you would ever expect. Although, Darren Williams turns out to be the third professional athlete in 3 years to be shot here in Denver. I go back to Joey Porter, Joey Porter went to CSU, right? Turk, right? Yeah. And Julius Hodge of the Nuggets was shot in a drive-by, and now Darren Williams killed. Terrible, terrible, terrible. 303-713-7600 is our number. I love these. It's a new year. New laws in this year. Hey, residents of North Carolina, congratulations. Not only will you benefit from a pay raise, the state increasing the minimum wage in North Carolina, you'll also reap the benefits of a free fishing day on the 4th of July. North Carolinians, huh? Come on now, Carolinians. They aren't the only ones celebrating. More than 32 states passed a bunch of new laws. I don't know if you get a free fishing day like you do in North Carolina, but that's pretty good. Pet owners can rejoice in Ohio. It will become legal to establish a trust fund for a man's best friend. Look at that. That's nothing new, though. Ohio's the 35th state to put that law in. Gift card owners in Kansas will be assured their swipes will be valid for at least 5 years. Huh? It's good. People in Illinois will benefit from mandatory carbon monoxide detectors. Mandatory. Illinoisians, I didn't get that one. Illiots. Can kiss open container law goodbye. Were you allowed to have open container in Chicago? Really? By the way, I got to tell you, the best law passed in Colorado was that smoking ban. I don't know how you're dealing with a John Turk as a smoker.
I don't go out anymore, period.
No. If I think of any law that was passed that just had a positive, it's been really terrific. I mean, I'm coming from this as a non-smoker. And I don't know. I have not heard of a lot of businesses going under. You remember hearing that? That all these mom-and-pop businesses were going to go away and disappear?
Lamest law ever instituted, period.
Oh, that's been fantastic. Let's see, what else are we happening? Inmates in Illinois state prisons will have to pay for their own medical bills for self-inflicted wounds. Ouch! Tribute bands in Illinois may not be singing songs of joy. A new law bans them from using the same name as a classic band. Unless they can get one of the original band members to join their copycat crew. So there's hope out there for, say, like Kansas and Grand Funk Railroad. Professionals claiming to specialize in orthotics and prosthetics in Rhode Island must now obtain a license from the state. You mean you could make up like fake limbs in Rhode Island before and that was okay? Well, there you go. Some of the goofy laws that are out. And Maryland will order Social Security numbers removed from paychecks. Identity theft. Oh, that's good. In California, people are prohibited from riding in car trunks. The problem in California, apparently high school kids have been putting friends in trunks to avoid limits on how many teens can ride with newly licensed drivers. The trunking has been linked to 9 deaths since 2000. What, you forget that Jimmy's back there? Hey, we're at the mall. Hour later. Where's Jimmy? Oh. Trunk. Hundreds of laws taking effect. Louisiana couples, I kind of like this one, kind of. Couples with children will have to wait a year after separating to file for divorce. Designed to encourage reconciliation. Not bad. We have too much divorce and single parents probably here in this country, that's for sure. Just don't have kids, you know what I mean? That's a simple way to do it. If you don't want to have them, just don't have them. You'll be fine. Federal wage, minimum wage, $5.15 an hour, prior for Democrats. We'll see what they raise up. You know, I had something on my little vacation, which was right before Christmas. And it did make me think of our situation in Iraq. And I don't know if this is any kind of analogy to what I think is going to happen here in the next month or so. And I think what will have happen in the next month is that President Bush will say we need a surge of troops. I'm kind of convinced that's the way it's going to go. If you read reports like the Iraq Study Group, it's obvious that that will not be a long-term solution. It's relatively foolhardy and without... it was maybe a good idea in the beginning, but Rumsfeld already screwed that up. And where are we going in Iraq in 2007, I'm sure will be the story of 2007. Along with whatever Democrats and when Hillary and Barack Obama will get in the race. When they will get in the race, not if, when. Perhaps will be the big stories of 2007. But I love skiing, love Colorado. Out at Copper Mountain, where I got a four-year-old and almost a seven-year-old. And the seven-year-old boy, God bless him, he's great. I can take him from the top of the hill to the bottom of the hill. But my four-year-old, I'm teaching him how to ski. And, you know, one day it was just picking him up, falling down, picking up, every 5 seconds, picking him up. And then I saw a parent with these ropes on these kids. And I said, oh, maybe that's the way to go, is to just hold the kid and just sort of escort him down the hill. And I watched this for a little bit, and then I realized, well, no, that's insane, because the kid won't learn to do it himself. The kid will rely on somebody else to be helping them out. And this is what I think we have going on in Iraq right now. The longer that we stick around, the longer that we continue to hold their hand, the longer that we don't make them accountable for their own action, the longer we hold the rope on them as they're skiing down the hill, is the longer we'll have to teach them how to do it for themselves. You want to throw 40,000 more troops in there? 30,000 in Baghdad, 10,000 over in Al-Anbar? It's just going to prolong the inevitable of staying there forever. And that's what you got us into, George W. And that's what we're staring at down the barrel of. So 2007, I wish you the best. I wish the best for our community as well, as we try to come to grips with such a ridiculous, violent death with Darren Williams. And I stay up optimistic as possible, and I hope you do too as well. Hey, John Turk, thanks for the help over the past few days. You're a man. Jay Marvin, we wish him the best in his return. I'm Darren McKee. You're listening to AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260.